right, Lil T, keep it straight with me. How did my song do? Did I sell a million copies yet?
Oh, Chef PP, I don't know how to tell you this, but that song was trash. You only sold one copy.
Wait, there's no way I only sold one copy. I know I sold way more than that. A million people bought it by now.
Look, only one person bought it, and it was me. So you owe me a dollar.
No. I know a million people bought it.
Oh, no, the people thought it was trash. It actually went triple cheeseburger, if you ask me.
Wait, how do we fix this then?
I think we was wrong by not shooting a music video. If we would have got a bunch of girls in the music video and threw some cash, oh yeah, it would have went crazy. It would have went triple platinum by now.
Well, we need to shoot a music video then. Can we shoot one right now?
No, you don't have any cash. We can't afford that. You're broke as hell.
But how do we fix it, Lon? I can't risk this right now. I don't have any other job. I have to make this work.
Look, the only way we can make this work is if you strip or dance in the music video and we throw some pesos, because we don't got no real dollars, okay?
Well, look, we're going to have to make this work, because I am broke, okay? How do we make this work?
Man, I hate my life. Man, I hate my life. Man, I hate my life. I kind of wish that I was white. Man, I hate my life. Man, I hate my life. Man, I hate my life. I kind of wish that I was white.
Oh my God, Chef PP, what the hell is going on? How did we end up here? This is sick!
Wait, you told me to do this! You told me this would get a million views!
Look, you're shaking your ass to Man, I Hate My Life in a pink shirt while I throw a dollar on you! This is disgusting!
Wait, you said this was gonna get the views though!
Now that I think about this, this is pretty damn gay. I mean, I'm shirtless while you twerk and I throw money on you. I don't like this! Get the hell out of my house! You know what? Go walk on the beach and think about your life decisions. Really?
No running.
Hey, sir. I don't mean to bother you, but do you have any spare change? I need it for a drink.
Sorry, man. The beach hobos hang out in the porta potty over there.
No. I'm not a damn hobo. Look, I just need change. I'm down bad for the day. That's all.
Your shirt says shake it. Do you dance for money?
Hell no! I don't roll that way. What's wrong with you? Look, I just wore this shirt for a damn music video. That's all.
And you didn't get paid?
No. My song did horrible, so I didn't make any money. I'm just homeless and I need some cash.
Okay, so you are a hobo.
No, I'm not a damn hobo. Do I stink to you?
Well, it just kind of smells like ocean out here. Listen, I don't have any change, but I am a lifeguard and we are hiring.
I don't want to be a damn lifeguard. Oh, that's so stupid. That's a loser-ass job. Well, I don't want to say lives, but how much do y'all get paid, though?
Well, you don't really make a lot of money, but there are a lot of babes.
Uh-huh. Rebecca, we gotta get in the water!
Oh, my God, you're right. Let me take my dress off first.
Yeah, take your dress off.
Oh, my God, it's stuck. Help!
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 All right, I'll take the damn job. Hey, where's my whistle?
Wait, do you know how to do CPR?
You stupid. I know how to get some bitches. Tongue them down.
Yeah, okay. I guess that's pretty much it.
Help
everybody, she can't breathe.
Help me.
Wait, did somebody call for a lifeguard?
Yes, help me. I got my dress stuck on my head.
Oh, I'll help you. I love this damn job. Oh my God.
I think it's working.
I see where the problem is. Hold on. See, the vibrations are gonna help you get it loose.
Oh my God.
Chef BB, can I talk to you for a second?
Hold on, we have a beach goer over here. She needs my help. She could die at any moment.
Yeah, this is kind of important. Pee-pee.
All right, hold on. I'll be back later.
You didn't? Oh, you have that.
Thank you, lifeguard. I love you.
Wait, what's wrong with you? It's not the life-saving procedure.
Well, you can't be motorboating the beachgoers.
What is that? What? Me? What? Not I. I would never. You accusing me? Chef Pee-pee? Of motorboating some innocent women on a beach on my first day? What? No, not never. No. I'm an innocent person.
Okay. Well, listen. I'm going to put you on drowning duty.
What? Drowning duty?
Yeah, if you see a kid drowning in the water, you got to go help him. I'm going to go help that lady with her dress situation.
Oh, you cock-blocking bitch. That was my save. Drowning duty. I don't want to save no little bratty ass kid. Ooh! I hope a stingray sting your penis. What the fuck? Oh, my God. It's actually a little girl drowning. Wait. Oh, my God. I got you. Are you okay, little girl?
You saved me.
That was only like 2 feet of damn water. Get your ass over there. You obviously can't swim. Where the hell are your parents at?
They're at the beach house.
And your ass is out here in the water in a damn dress? What the hell's wrong with you?
It's my birthday.
Well, happy damn birthday. You get to live and see another damn year. Congratulations. Go home.
Okay.
All right, little girl, I'm gonna save you. I'm gonna see your dumb ass again.
Ah!
What the fuck?
coming back for more?
Oh, goodness! Let's go!
Let's go! You want to smoke? I'm not trying to chase this. Silly-ass, goofy-ass, fuck-ass shark. Don't you ever, ever come and try pee-pee like that again. How dare you even try to kill a little girl like that? Oh, I'm going to turn your ass to shark bites later. Yeah, gourmet meal, nigga.
Hold on, I'm almost done. Whoa, what is that?
It's the damn shark that ate the little girl while you were busy motorboating.
I wasn't motorboating.
Don't fucking lie to me. You were over here enjoying yourself while I was over here trying to rescue a damn girl.
Wait, is that her head sticking out of the shark?
Oh, my God! It is her! Are you still alive?
Wait, look, pull the shark's tail. I'm going to pull her hair and let's see if she's still alive.
Okay.
Come on, I'm going to save you, little girl. Oh, damn.
You saved me.
Yeah, no thanks to Brad, fuck ass.
Hey, I pulled the tail.
You barely pulled the damn tail, lazy ass. Yeah, now hurry up and go back home. This is my second time saving your ass.
Okay.
Damn.
You know, Chef Pee-Pee, we make a good team.
No, we don't. I did all the damn work while you enjoyed the fruits of our labor.
Well, it was a team effort.
No, it wasn't. Look, look. She doesn't want to live. She wants to die. Let it happen.
Well, just go save her.
I'm not about to save her again. You go save her, lazy ass.
Oh, rock, paper, scissors?
I'm not about to rock, paper, scissors your ass. No, no, no. Not at all.
Hello. We're here live on the scene where a little girl has just drowned at the beach. Tell us about it, officer.
Well, I mean, you pretty much got it covered. Yeah, there was a girl out here on the beach, and she drowned. And apparently, there were two lifeguards on duty who I'm going to have a talk with. Because where were they when she was screaming for help? Because I'm guessing she probably wanted to live on her birthday. You're just going to nod at everything, huh? Okay.
Hey, I'd like to speak to the lifeguards on duty.
I'm the actual lifeguard. I save lives around here, unlike Brad.
Well, you didn't save that little girl's life.
I actually did two times. She wanted to die the third time. It's not my fault.
Wait, so you knew she was drowning?
Yeah, she wanted to die a little bit, but I told Brad to save her.
Okay, well, in that case, I officially banned both of you from being lifeguards due to negligence.
What?
But lifeguarding's my whole life.
No. This is my first day on the job. This is not fair. I tried to save her life.
Well, if I catch either of you trying to save people's lives on the beach again, you're going to jail.
Come on. Give us a second chance. At least me. Please.
He said no.
What? I can see that. God damn it.
Oh, my God. Officer, how?
It's not fair, you cock block.
Can I get a shot at it?
No.
Nothing like a nice beach day, huh, Junior?
I think I'm going to try to make a sandcastle.
I'd like to see that happen.
It's going to be the biggest one ever.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm about to go and dip my toe in that water. It looks good.
But, Dad, you can't swim.
Yeah, I know I can't swim. I'm just dipping my toe in the water. It's not like it's going to drag me out there into the sea.
Okay.
Dummy.
Be careful, Dad.
Ooh, the water's a little cool. Oh, look out. Help.
I'll never make a good sandcastle. This is stupid. What? Dad?
Help! Help!
Dad, you're drowning! Dad! I said you were gonna drown! I'm coming!
Help! I can't breathe!
Dad, I got you! Dad, I got you!
I don't know what I'm going to do without the beach.
Well, you probably wouldn't have to worry about that if you ditch your damn job.
Oh, look, there are more people drowning now.
Wait, what?
You're making me drown!
You drowned me, Daddy!
Oh, wow, there is two people drowning.
Too bad we can't save him, though. That'd be illegal.
Yeah.
Wait.
Junior? Braxton?
What the hell are they doing out
here drowning? Who cares? Drown, bitch, drown!
Kind of fucked up. You're laughing at him drowning like that.
Oh, man. If you only knew the shit that they put me through over the years. They deserve it.
Drink them bubbles, bitch.
But they're actually drowning, huh?
Yeah, I think they're going to die.
I can't let them drown. Oh, God.
Hey, you can't do that. That's illegal. You're going to get in trouble.
Wait. Do I hear him trying to save someone? Oh, no, you don't.
Don't worry, Junior, I'll save you guys! Come on! Oh my God, are you guys breathing? Are you still alive? Say something, Devin! Please! Breathe! Come on! Say something! Oh, Devin! Oh, you're dead! I didn't want you guys to die! I just wanted you to respect me and pay me a good damn wage.
drown. No, I'm not gonna let you guys die. Breathe, Julia. Breathe, Rexha, damn it. Breathe.
You alive?
Chef Beebe, you saved us?
Yes, it's me, Brad. I'm gonna take you guys to the house.
Hey, that was very heroic, and it was also very illegal. You're under arrest.
Wait, what? No.
Come on, you can move me.
Okay, I'm bringing you into booking so we can get you a mugshot.
Wait, after I saved lives?
I told you, you're not allowed to be a lifeguard, but you did it anyway, so you broke a law.
What law did I actually break?
A law that I made up.
That's bull.
We don't think you should arrest him.
Who the fuck are you?
Was it Julia? Braxton, what are you doing here?
We're the two people he saved from drowning.
Oh, you were the drowning ones. Well, listen, I told him he's not allowed to be a lifeguard, but he did it, so that's breaking the law.
Well, we don't want to press charges.
He wasn't pressing charges anyway.
No, I don't know what specific law he broke, but I was going to find one. I'll find one to arrest him for.
Okay, well, how about we take a vote? We can either vote if he goes to jail or vote if we set him free.
I don't really like how that looks. I feel like I'm outnumbered, but sure, what the hell. All in favor of him going to jail, raise your hand.
Wait, I don't get a chance to raise my hand.
Oh, so you want to raise your hand? You want to go to jail?
Wait,
okay,
wait, no.
So it's even then. We're split.
Why would you ask to raise your hand during that vote?
I wanted to raise it for the next one. I'm just trying to...
Why don't you ask for the next one then?
I was trying to make sure I was ready. I didn't have my handcuffs off.
Well, it looks like a tie, and I really want to take him to jail.
No, I'm not going to jail.
Well, before you take him to jail, can I please have a long speech with him?
Okay, sure, go ahead.
So, Chef Pee-Pee, I just want to say thank you for saving our lives. I know you don't really like us that much, but it means a lot that you risked your life to save us.
Yeah, I hate you guys, but, I didn't want you to die. That's pretty extreme.
So your life's a lot better without us, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm making so much money. Ooh, life is sweet. Oh, sweeter than pancakes, if you ask me. I'm talking about I'm making millions. I got, like, record deals. I had, like, 18 million jobs, and they all pay me, like, $100,000 each. It's been a good-ass life, if you ask me.
What's the Shake It shirt for?
Oh, I had a collaboration with Taylor Swift. We was out here shaking money all out of our laps. You know, we just stacking up all types of cash.
Oh, Taylor Swift, that's really famous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty famous now.
Well,
and I don't even miss you guys. Not at all.
You don't miss us at all?
Not at all. Okay, I'm lying. I actually do. I miss you, Brad. And I miss that horny little fucker here. Oh, I actually miss all of y'all. The complaining, the cooking the macaroni, the washing of dishes. I miss all of it.
Well, Chef Beebe, we don't miss you. We're doing really good, right, Dad?
Oh, yeah, totally good. Just never needed another chef in my life, you know?
Wait, Mr.
I miss you so much.
You.
I don't know why I would do that.
I miss hanging and annoy you and scream at you.
Yeah.
I miss you.
I wish I could hit you so much.
Hey, yeah, I changed my mind. You guys can go. This is kind of gay. I don't need to be seeing all this.
What, really? I can go?
Yeah, I don't want to be here for this. You can scram. Get out of here.
Yes!
Chippy, I promise I'll only annoy you 5 days of the week.
And I'll only hit you 2 times out of the week. I promise. Well, I promise I will only complain about hating my life. Nothing else.
Oh, okay. I love you, Chippy. I love you so much.
I didn't take the handcuffs off. He's not going to be able to get those off by himself. I'll probably be back.
Let her go, or suffer the consequences.
Baby! Thank God you're here! You're so brave and so sexy!
Wait! Who is he with that gorgeous hair?
I shampoo and condition.
So sexy!
Oh, the hair! It's my only weakness!
Are you ready to die?
Oh, he can fly too!
Of course I can. I'm Super Hair Man. Super Man. Hair.
Oh, it's too much!
Ah! I got you, baby, I got you! Ah! Baby, I saved you!
Thank you so much for saving me!
Oh, hey, watch the hair!
Oh, man, it was just a dream. I wish my life was like that dream. A full head of hair. Can you imagine me being a sexy beast? Oh, my life is so sad. Huh? Who's at the door? Oh, they probably woke me up from my dream. Hello?
Hey, you wanna see my pencil?
Wait, your pencil? Wait, who are you? What are you doing here?
Oh, my name is Jeffy. She ain't changing on my shirt. Jeffy!
What, Jeffy? What's this note say?
Oh, it says I'm a good boy.
Please babysit. Sorry, I'm not a babysitter. What are you doing here?
Oh, my mom dropped me off, and she said that my name is Jeffrey, and now I'm a good boy.
Well, your mom needs to pick you back up because I'm not a babysitter, so where's she at? Where'd she go?
Oh, she drove off.
Well, she drove off? Wait, how am I supposed to take you back to her? Look, how about this? How about you?
You want to see my pencil?
You've already showed me that.
She can go on my nose. Look.
Don't do that.
Why?
Because you're going to hurt yourself.
Why?
Because pencils aren't supposed to go on noses.
Why?
Because it hurts.
Why?
Stop saying why.
Why?
No, don't start shouting.
You want to see me draw a pretty picture?
No pretty picture.
I'm drawing on your wall. It's a pretty picture.
No, just stop it.
Why?
What if I came to your house and drew a pretty picture on your wall?
Go for it.
No, go for it.
Yes, go for it.
Stop it. All right. What? What was that? What are you doing? No, look. How about you come inside and I give you some gummies?
Gummies?
Yeah, gummies.
Okay.
Yeah, come on. Let's find your mom. Oh, God. Why is this my life? Why did he show up at my door? All the houses in the neighborhood, and he chose mine. Okay, look. I'm going to give him the gummies, and I'm going to call Rose for help. Hey, Jeffy, I got your gummies.
Why?
Because I said I'd get you gummies.
Feed me. I'm a giraffe. Oh.
Wait, no, you're not a giraffe.
Gummy right here.
Yeah, gummy does go right there, but you can put the gummy there.
You done.
No. Wait, why are you wearing a diaper?
In case I poop my pants.
But the diaper's on the outside of your pants.
Yeah, so it won't get dirty.
But then your pants will get dirty. Okay, look, here's a whole box of gummies. You can just eat these and have... Wait, what are you doing? Stop it!
I'm trying to put a pencil in my nose.
And I said stop it. The pencil does not go in your nose.
Why?
Because pencils aren't meant for noses.
Then why does my nose have holes in it?
To breathe.
Does your nose have holes in it?
Yes, every nose has a hole in it.
Then a pencil goes in it.
No, just because a pencil will fit in it doesn't mean it should go in it. So look.
Open your nose.
No, open the nose.
Yes, open your nose.
Look, just eat your gummies, okay?
You want to see my pencil?
I've seen it. You show it to me every 5 seconds. You can just eat the gummies, and I'll be right back. Come on, answer the phone, answer the phone. Why do you have a phone if you don't answer it?
Hey, baby.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Okay, look, I have a huge problem.
Baby, I know you're bald, but we talked about it. You can get the hair implant.
I don't want the hair implant. That's not the problem.
Well, what other problems do you have other than being bald, Marvin?
Marvin?
That's your name now.
Oh, we couldn't think of a better name than Marvin?
Just go with it.
Okay, look. A kid showed up at my door.
Ooh, was he selling cookies?
I wish he was selling cookies. I think his mom abandoned him.
What?
Yeah, so I need you to come over right now, okay?
Okay, I'm coming right now, Marvin.
Oh, Marvin. Don't worry, Jeffy. Help is on the way. What? Jeffy, why'd you put that pencil on your nose?
What? What'd you say?
Why'd you put that pencil on your nose? I told you not to do it.
I can't hear you.
Get the gummies out of your ears.
Where'd my pencil go?
Try checking up your nose.
Oh.
Oh, hold on. Just stay right here. A rose at the door. Just stay right here. Oh, thank God you're here, baby. This kid literally shoved the pencil up his nose.
What? Why would you let him do that?
I didn't let him do it. I told him not to do it, and he did it anyway.
Well, I brought him a coloring book and some crayons. I thought he might like that.
Well, you know what he's going to do with those crayons? He's going to shove them up his nose. Because he thinks if his nose has holes in it, that stuff's supposed to go up there.
Oh, Marvin, he's not going to do that.
Just come inside.
Okay.
All right, baby, he's in here. But don't get too close to him. I don't know what he might do to you.
What's wrong, Marvin?
He was right here. He's not here. Oh, no. He's loose in the house.
It's going to be okay.
No, it's not okay. You know, he's crazy. He put these gummies in his ears. He has a pencil on his nose.
That's not sanitary.
It's not sanitary. He's insane. He might destroy the house. We have to look for him. Okay, he has a blue helmet on, a yellow shirt that says Jeffy on it. You look that way. I'll look this way.
Okay.
Jeffy, where are you? I want to see your pencil. Oh, God. What if he starts a fire?
Marvin, I think I found him.
Well, you did? Don't get near him. All right, baby. Where is he?
Hey, I'm a mummy.
You're not a mummy, Jeffy. Why are you making a mess of the toilet paper?
Because I had to go poop-poop.
Well, did you go poop-poop?
Yeah, and the good news is I'm wearing a diaper, so we're all good there.
Well, that's good.
No, it's not good, because the diaper's on the outside of his pants.
What?
So now your pants are all full of poop.
Well, at least the diaper's still clean.
But your pants are dirty.
Bingo. So who's gonna wipe me?
Hey, can you wipe him?
Absolutely not.
It's starting to itch.
It's starting to itch.
Mm-mm.
It's starting to run up my back.
It's starting to run up his back.
I will not.
Please wipe me.
Okay, I will deal with him. Can you just please go try to call the cops and file a missing person report or file a found person report? Just get rid of him, okay?
Okay, Marvin.
Oh, where'd my pencil go?
kill me. All right, Jeffy, we got you all cleaned up, and now you can finish eating your gummies.
But my diaper's still clean.
Yeah, because you crap inside your pants and not your diaper.
And my pants are dirty.
Yeah, because you crap inside your pants. Jeffy, stop it. Stop doing that. Why are you doing that? Stop it.
Marvin.
What?
The cops are on their way.
They are? Thank God, we're safe. Because Jeffy's being really weird right now. Look what he's doing. He keeps smacking his diaper, and he's making that weird face, and he won't answer me. Look, Jeffy, stop it. Jeffy, stop doing that right now. Jeffy, please. Jeffy, how could you? Jeffy, there's a lady right here. You can do it in front of a lady. Jeffy, stop it. Please stop it. Oh, grab the coloring book.
Okay.
Maybe that'll distract him. Hey, Jeffy, look at the coloring book.
Coloring book?
Yeah, it's a coloring book. Have you ever colored one before?
No.
Grab a crayon.
Okay.
Okay, so the pages in this book, you color them with a crayon.
I want the crayon for my nose.
Well, no, you're not going to put that in your nose.
But my nose has an extra hole in it. Gimme.
That's not what the holes are for. You use those for breathing. You're not going to put a crayon in your nose.
Well, I want the crayon for my nose. Gimme have it.
You're not putting it in your nose.
I want it for my nose.
Okay, we're not going to give it to you if you're going to put it in your nose.
Okay, fine. I won't put it in my nose.
You promise you're not going to put that in your nose?
Yes, I promise.
Okay, give it to him. But you better not put that in your nose. You better not put that in your nose. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Oh!
No more crayon for you, bad boy!
You said Jimmy, you bad boy!
What's happening?
I don't know!
What are you doing? Stop! Stop it! Say some good things!
Jeffy, you're a good boy!
Yeah!
You say I'm a good boy?
Yeah.
I'm a good boy right here!
You're a good boy, yes, you're a good boy! Oh, okay, this is insane. He's crazy. Oh, the cops are at the door. Okay, keep an eye on them, and I'm gonna go into the door. Yay, the cops are here. Hello.
Hey there, call the cops?
Yes, please kill me.
Whoa, do I gotta take you to a padded room? Huh, you little psycho, a padded room? How's that sound?
No, I need your help. Come inside, please.
Okay.
All right, officer, the problem's in here.
Ugh, a blonde. Tell me about it, then nothing but trouble.
What? No, not her. Him.
Look, I found my pencil.
Well, I'm glad you found your pencil, Jeffy. Wait. Why is there a crayon in your nose? Rose, why is there a crayon in his nose?
I'm sorry. I tried to stop him. He was just so persistent.
Why is there a crayon in his nose?
He likes to put things in his nose.
Wait, where'd my crayon go? Has anyone seen my crayon? It's yellow.
Look, officer, look, this is what happened. Look, I was laying on the couch, living the dream, and out of nowhere I get a knock on the door, and this person shows up at my door, and he says his mom dropped him off and abandoned him. So get rid of him, please.
Well, hold on. Let me just ask him a few questions first. Hey there, Jeffy. I see on your shirt it says your name's Jeffy. So what's your last name?
Jeffy.
Your last name is Jeffy? So your name is Jeffy. Okay.
Jeffy.
Yeah, all right. So can I get an address? Where do you live, Jeffy?
Jeffy.
You live on Jeffy. So, like, can I get a house number or something?
Seven.
Seven Jeffy? So your name is Jeffy and you live on 7 Jeffy.
7 Jeffy Street.
Jeffy, this is going nowhere.
I know, he's so dumb and he doesn't answer me. He just does dumb stuff all the time. So can you please just get rid of him because I...
What's he doing with it?
And then he does that.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Stop him from doing that.
No, I mean, look, he's having a blast. He's clearly enjoying himself.
I know, but he's doing that in front of a lady. He needs to stop doing that.
I mean, knock yourself out, you know.
Oh, look, what happens when you call him a bad boy? Jeffy, you're a bad boy.
You said Jeffy's a bad boy.
No, Jeffy, stop.
You're a good boy.
Yeah, Jeffy, you good boy?
Yes, he's a lunatic, so get him out of my life now.
Well, see, the problem is you find yourself in kind of a weird situation because, there's that finders keeper, losers weepers law.
What?
Yeah, so, if you find a kid, you're going to have to take care of him until you can find his parents.
What?
That's the law, so.
I've never heard of that before.
Well, there's nothing else I can do.
No, finders keepers, losers weepers! I don't want him! I have to be dreaming. I'm in a nightmare! No, wake up! Please wake up! Huh? It was just a dream! It was just a really bad, sucky dream! Oh, thank God. That would suck if that was real. Huh? Who's that? Hello?
Hey, you wanna see my pencil? You wanna see it?
Woo!
Danny, you want to see me juggle these bowling pins?
No.
I will now juggle.
The bowling pin hit me in the nose, and now my nose is broken!
Your nose is not broken, they're made out of plastic.
Come on, Jeffy, we'll go to the bathroom and look at it.
Who's at the door?
Hello?
Hey, Marvin!
Oh, hey, guys, what are you doing here?
Well, you're the best at-home jewelry repair guy in the country, right? Right?
He says you're the best.
Yes, he is. You're the best, right? You repair jewelry and you're the best, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? He is. He's the best.
All right, because I got something I need you to fix.
Yeah, so let's come inside and show you what it is.
Yeah, come inside. So what's going on?
I broke my diamond crown. See? It's in pieces.
And you can fix it because you're the best, right?
What's going on?
I'll explain later. Just keep lying.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely fix that. That's easy.
Great.
But how'd you break your crown?
Well, me and my son named Two were running errands, and there was an accident. And I'll tell you the story. In nursery rhyme form, Shoe and Two went up the hill to get a pail of soy sauce. Shoe fell down and broke his crown, and Two came tumbling after. So that is what happened.
Okay. Where'd he go?
I don't know.
Hey, sorry about that pee break. I've already heard the story, though. Basically, long story short, he and his son fell down a hill, his son hit his head and got brain damage, and now he's in a coma. But his crown broke his fall, but the crown is broken, and now he wants it fixed.
So can you fix it?
Oh, yeah, I can definitely fix this. What's it made out of?
Pure diamonds, 180 carat.
That's like $1 million!
Now I think you're starting to see why I'm here.
Oh, well, I can definitely fix it, but why do you have a crown that's so expensive?
Well, my great 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 grandfather stole it from a Mongolian princess, and it's been passed down from generation to generation to generation to generation to generation to generation, and then my dad gave it to me, and then now I wear it, and every time I wear it, it's like a big fuck you to the Mongolians. Fuck you, Mongolians!
Oh, okay, well, I will definitely get it fixed for you, but are you sure you don't want to sell it for like $1 million?
No, I want to keep it in my family. I want to have it. So you fix this, and I'm going to go visit my son, too, in a hospital.
Huh? Huh? Marvin? Huh? You think what I'm thinking? We steal the crown and we sell it, huh?
Stop hitting me!
It's a good idea, though, right?
No, it's not a good idea. This crown means a lot to him.
Look, Marvin, I'm a cop and a doctor, but I'm also a thief, and I know a good deal when I see one. We could make $1 million!
Well, I have a hole in your plan. What happens when he comes back here to get his crown and we sold it?
See, that's why I brought him to your house and not mine. He doesn't know where I live. Actually, I didn't even tell him my name, so whenever we steal the crown, I can just run off with my half of the money and it's your problem.
No, we're not gonna do that!
Okay, well, do you know anybody else we can tell him is a master jewelry repair person so we can use their house?
No, I don't know anyone that we can do that to.
Well, help me think of a plan.
Okay, well, why don't we find a cheap crown online, and we give him the cheap one, and then we keep the real one and sell it.
See, I like how you're thinking about stealing it now. You really came around on this whole idea.
No, you told me to help you think of an idea.
Not you want the money. You see, this is how I know you got that dog in you, you dirty bastard. This is why I came to you.
Oh, okay, listen. Okay, do we even have someone we can sell the crown to?
See, I already thought of that. I know a guy. Well, actually, I know a mammal who deals in stolen goods.
A mammal?
Yeah, come on, let's see him. Look, we can just sell the crown, and then we deal with the consequences later.
Okay.
Hey there, welcome to the Black Market Pawn Shop. What do you got for me?
Well, we have this centuries-old 180-carat diamond crown from Mongolia.
Oh, shit, man, that's cool. Yeah, I could definitely give you at least $1 million for that.
Oh, yeah, we'll take it. All in cash and hundreds, please.
Wait, hold on. This is broken.
Oh, yeah, it's a little broken, but I mean, like, it doesn't matter, right? You can just pull off the diamonds and sell those?
Yeah, melt them down.
You don't melt diamonds, Marvin.
No. We don't buy broken stuff. No. I'll tell you what. You get this fixed and come back. I'll give you an easy $1 million.
This is stupid. Marvin, let's go.
Okay.
Sorry, Marvin. I only had one raincoat.
It's fine. I only got a little wet.
Oh, man. So nice and dry. Marvin, you soaked.
Yeah, I'm really cold.
Go change your clothes.
Okay. Okay, I changed my outfit.
You're wearing the same clothes?
Well, I just have multiples of this outfit.
What are you, SpongeBob? Okay, Bob.
Look, we have to try to fix this.
Well, why don't you fix it? Aren't you supposed to be the world's best at-home jewelry repairman?
You made that up!
Oh, yeah, I did. Wow, I lie so much, I'm starting to believe my own lies.
Why can't we just glue the pieces back together?
Oh, Marvin, everybody knows you can't glue diamond.
I didn't know that.
Well, you can't. But look, we have super glue. That could work.
Why can't we just use regular... Elmer's glue.
Really, Marvin? Bitch-ass Elmer with his bitch-ass glue?
What's wrong with Elmer's glue?
What's wrong with Elmer? Marvin, his name is Elmer. It's a bitch-ass name. Name me three cool guys named Elmer. You can't. They're all bitches. Elmer Fudd, he's a cuck. I'm hunting rabbits. Shut up, Elmer Fudd, with your bitch-ass speech impediment, bitch.
Okay, we won't use Elmer's glue.
No, we can use your bitch-ass glue. You know how you know this is bitch-ass glue? Because you can eat it without dying. It's non-toxic. You see the super glue? It's toxic as shit. You eat this, you're dead. Right here on the back. It says, if swallowed, contact a poison control center. This is real men's glue, okay? That's not glue. That's like sticky mayonnaise. You could put that between two pieces of bread and eat it. Kids do that. I do that. But this is real glue, okay? It has a gorilla. Who would win in a fight, Marvin? A gorilla or a guy named Elmer?
A gorilla.
Exactly, because gorillas are strong, just like this glue. Can't believe you wanted to use non-toxic edible glue. You ever eat glue, Marvin?
No.
That's such a glue-eater response. Oh, my God. You said that exactly the way a glue-eater would say it. Back in school, we used to call people like you glue-eaters because you eat glue. Okay, fine. I eat glue, okay? Well, I don't anymore. I grew out of it, you know, except for, like, maybe a couple drops every now and then as a treat. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna throw this away for you so you don't eat it. Okay, Marvin, I just got myself some cereal with milk. That's milk. That's what that white stuff is. It's milk.
Okay, what kind of cereal is that?
That's Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the taste you can see.
Oh, that's real good. Well, I open up the super glue.
Oh, good. So use that to fix the crown while I eat my cereal with milk.
Wait, why is the milk doing that? It's all gooey.
It's not glue, if that's what you're asking. It's definitely not glue. This is milk. See, your milk is expired. That's why it's all gooey like that.
Okay, well, I'm going to just try to fix the crown.
Yeah, and I'm going to eat what is definitely not glue.
Oh, my God. I did it! I fixed it!
I finished my cereal.
What? It's all over your face!
I'm a messy boy.
No, it's like all sticky.
Yeah, it wasn't milk. It was glue. It's so fucking delicious. I love Elmer's glue so much. I used to eat a bowl of it every morning before school, but then kids started making fun of me, so I stopped doing it, and I haven't done it since. But now I just realized how much I love this glue.
Look, go clean yourself up.
Okay, but let me lick the bowl clean first.
Stop it!
What?
Stop doing that.
Okay.
Go clean yourself up.
Okay.
Kids, do not eat glue. It is very gross.
Okay, I cleaned myself up.
I can't believe you ate glue.
Hey, don't ever show me Elmer's glue ever again, okay? I can't control myself.
Well, look, the super glue worked and I fixed the crown.
Oh, that's perfect. Let's give it to the dolphin and get $1 million.
Okay, let's go. Okay, let's take it to the pawn shop. Hopefully it's not raining.
Oh, you idiot!
Okay, well, look. Only one piece broke off this time. Let's just go super glue it again.
Come on,
there's gotta be a drop left. Ugh, we're all out of super glue.
And I ate all the Elmer's glue. Stupid. Why did it have to be so delicious?
Can we just use tape?
No, tape's not gonna work. Marvin, we have to hurry. That guy could be back any minute.
Okay, what is something sticky we can use?
Let me see what I have in my pocket. All I have is this pack of bubble yum.
Bubble gum. Okay, we could chew a piece and then put it right there and put the piece on it and make it stick.
But Marvin, that's gonna look stupid. You're gonna see the gum.
Look, it's all we got.
Okay, well, you want a piece?
Yeah, I'll take some. Okay, look, I put my piece of gum right there, and it's fixed!
Looks like shit.
What, it does?
Yeah, but look, we gotta go, okay? And it's really dark in there, so hopefully he won't even notice.
Okay, yeah, let's go.
Hey, welcome back to the pawn shop. Did you fix it?
Did we fix it? If you look right here, you'll see it's good as new.
Is that gum?
Yeah, but it's ancient Mongolian gum, because we took it to a professional Mongolian fixer person, and he was chewing gum.
All right, look, all I care about is that it's in one piece, so here you go. Here's your Millie.
Oh, my God, look at all that cash!
Paper chasing hoes. Okay, we'll take it.
All right, just get out of my face.
Oh, my God, I can't believe I got $1 million.
What are you going to do with your 500,000?
What, 500,000? No, there's a million here.
Yeah, but we're splitting it, so what are you going to do with your half?
Splitting it? No, I'm sorry. I think maybe you misunderstood. See, you were just supposed to be the fall guy. I was going to run off with the million while you got in trouble.
Oh, no, we're not doing that. We're splitting this money.
Yeah, see, the problem with that is that I want to be a millionaire, not a 500,000-inaire, because that's not a word. That's not cool.
We're splitting the money because I poured the glue on the crown and fixed it.
Yeah, but then you dropped the crown and broke it.
But then I fixed it with the gum.
But it was my gum.
Yeah, but I had to use my piece because you refused to use your piece.
Well, yeah, obviously because it's bubble yum, okay? The flavor lasts for centuries. I'm not spitting that out. It's not some hubba bubba bullshit.
Listen, let's just split the money and both be happy.
No, how about this? How about we play rock, paper, scissors for all of it?
What? No, we're not going to do that. Let's split the money.
No, come on. No best 2 out of 3. Just one game of rock, paper, scissors. For all of it. Come on.
Okay, fine.
One, two, three, rock.
Paper. I win. No.
How about the best 2 out of 3?
You just said no best 2 out of 3.
No, best 2 out of 3. Come on, let's do it. Let's do it.
One, two, three, paper.
Rock. Okay, no. How about one more game? One more game, winner takes all.
I just won 200 times in a row.
No, it doesn't matter. One more time. One more time, winner takes all, I promise.
One, two, three, paper.
Okay, come on.
I get all the money.
Paper 3 times.
It's my money.
Well, let's split it. Split it 50-50.
Okay, fine, let's split it 50-50.
Yeah, we'll split it 50-50.
Yeah, let's go do that.
Yeah, no.
What?
No.
No.
What?
No.
No, you're not taking it. Let's split it.
Okay, fine. We'll split it. Jeez, okay,
yeah, split it.
Wait, what's that over there?
What?
Nothing. What is that, man?
That's what?
You should keep looking at that.
What? Where are you going with it?
No, I'm not taking this. No, of course not. It's just every time you look at me, there's like this weird thing behind. Oh, it's back. What? That is crazy.
What? There's a cat behind you.
Huh? Kitty! Okay, 50-50.
Okay, yeah, 50-50.
50-50.
Let's start counting it. Okay, we both have 500,000 each. Are you happy?
No, this is so lame. Lame.
Listen, stop whining. We both made 500,000 each selling a crown that wasn't ours.
You sold my crown?
No, we didn't sell your crown. He sold your crown for $500,000, so that's all your money. This is my 401k retirement that I took out. I mean, the penalties are going to be crazy because I'm not 59 and a half yet, but I took it out in cash, so I'm actually going to put this back.
No, we both sold your crown for $1 million, so all this is your money.
You sold Mongolian princess crown for $1 million? You give me that money right the fuck now!
Okay. Take this stupid money. I don't even like money anyway. It's not like I like to buy things. Money's stupid.
I'm sorry for selling your crown. Are you gonna try to go buy it back?
Hell the fuck no! I got $1 million! I'm gonna be eating Kung Pao chicken tonight! And I'm also gonna pay off 2's medical bills.
Well, at least the money went to something good. Joseph, you want to watch the new episode of Dr. Finkelshit?
Heck yeah, dude.
Hey, guys, I just got a job at Red Lobster as a sign holder.
Shut up, Cody. We're trying to watch the new episode of Dr. Finkelshit.
Oh, I guess we're not doing this idea today.
Hello, I am Dr. Friedrich Finkelschitz, and today I will tell you how the aliens built the pyramids. Now, originally, everybody thought that the pyramids were built by the Egyptians, but no, this is a load of caca, and I will tell you why. You see, there are 2.3 million stones inside the Great Pyramid of Giza, and each stone weighs between 2 and 80 tons. Now, that means they had to place 212 stones a day for 30 years with no breaks. Now, how is this possible? How could a human lift a stone that is heavier than an elephant? Now, a scientist would tell you they used cranes. Interesting. Well, let's take a look. This is a crane. Do you really think that this stupid bird could lift 80 tons with these little toothpick legs? I don't think so. And how would you even tell it to do that? Look at his stupid bird eyes. You can't tell him what to do. He's a bird. He's stupid. No, that is impossible. I will tell you how they did it. Aliens. That is how the aliens came down in their UFOs like, and they picked up the stone. And they placed the stones on top of the pyramid just like this. And they built the pyramid at exactly 29.9792458 degrees north, which just so happens to be the exact same number as the speed of light, which is 299,792,458 meters per second, which is the secret to time travel. The aliens were trying to teach us how to travel through time, and if they would just let me inside the tomb of the pyramid to talk to King Death's mummy, I could figure out time travel. But no, Dr. Finkelschitz, you're not allowed in there anymore. You kissed the mummies too much.
Whoa, I never knew aliens built the pyramids.
I know, dude. I thought slaves did.
No, Joseph. Slavery only happened in America.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Guys, aliens did not build the pyramids.
Yes, they did, Cody. Dr. Finkelschitz just explained it.
Well, he's wrong. He's a kook.
Okay, Cody, then how did a human lift up a stone that weighed 2 tons?
They used ramps.
Cody, you're telling me they used skateboard ramps? Tony Hawk wasn't invented until, like, 40 years ago.
What, invented? Don't you mean born?
Tony Hawk's a real person?
Yes.
What, really? Oh, man, he fooled us all along.
I thought he was a video game character.
What, no, he's a real person.
He can really do a 360 Vero McTwist?
Yeah.
In real life?
Yeah, that's why they made video games about him.
Well, if the Egyptians had Tony Hawk and his ramps, then they probably did build the pyramids.
Well, he wasn't around back then.
Then it had to be aliens.
What, no, it was hundreds of thousands of Egyptians all working together.
Slavery.
Wait, Cody, why are you wearing a lobster costume?
Well, I thought we were going to do SML movie Cody Gets a Job at Red Lobster today.
No, that's next week.
Oh, well, I'll just take this off then. I look like a crawfish anyway. Okay, I'm back. Now, where were we? Oh, yeah, the aliens did not build the pyramids, and neither did Tony Hawk.
Cody, then how did the Egyptians build the pyramids? They had no technology, no tools, all they had was sand.
Well, they also had 30 years, Junior.
Okay, Cody, I'll give you 30 years to build a pyramid. Go.
Well, I didn't say I could do it.
Well, no, all they had was sand. You have all the technology in the world, Cody. Go.
Well, they also had hundreds of thousands of Egyptians.
So if I clone you 100,000 times, you could build a pyramid?
Well, I wouldn't know how.
Okay, I'll even give you Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 4 for the PlayStation 2. There's your ramp.
Oh, shit. That's the one with the zoo level. Oh, and you can play as Jango Fett? Okay, deal. I mean, you're not gonna get a pyramid, but I'm gonna have a good time.
Wait, why are we even arguing about this? Why don't we just ask God who built the pyramids?
Oh, yeah, we do know God.
Hey, God, can you come down here?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Oh, hey, God.
Hey, sorry, I just got out of the shower.
Wait, there's showers in heaven?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's one in my house, and believe it or not, the hot water still runs out. I mean, the pipes run all the way down from hell, and you know how people say when hell freezes over? Well, apparently it does, because my water gets pretty cold. But whenever that happens, I just hold my mouth up to the shower head and turn the water into wine. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
Well, me and my friends were arguing because we want to know who built the pyramids. I think it was aliens, but Cody thinks it was the Egyptians and Tony Hawk.
I never said Tony Hawk.
Well, actually, Tony Hawk's not a bad guess. This one time, I teleported Tony Hawk back to Egypt time so he could skateboard down the side of the pyramid. It was pretty sick. But no, Egyptians and aliens and Tony Hawk did not build the pyramids.
Then who built the pyramids?
Nobody's recording us, right?
No.
Okay. Well, I've never told anybody this, but here's what happened.
So I was sitting on my couch, and I was bored. I was just playing Tetris on my phone. I actually had the iPhone way before anyone else did, because, you know, I'm God. So I looked over at Earth and said, getting kind of boring over there. So I walked over to the Earth, and I changed the settings to creative mode. And then I went down to Egypt, because it was mostly just flat and sandy. And I started placing blocks and building pyramids, kind of just screwing around, honestly. And then I went over to Stonehenge, too, and I built that, and kind of just stacking stuff. You know? And then I went to the snowy area, right? And then I built a bunch of blocks as high as I could go until I reached the height limit, and I called it Fort God. But then you people called it Mount Everest, which is kind of lame if you ask me. I like my name a lot better. And then I went and killed the Ender Dragon, so that was fun. And then the Mayans hopped on my server, and they started building pyramids and shit in Mexico. And I was like, guys, you're totally taking my idea. So I was so mad, I punched the earth as hard as I could, and I created the Grand Canyon. So I turned it back to survival mode and flooded the earth. But not before I told this one villager named Noah to make a boat, and I told him to put two of every animal on it, because I really did not feel like making all those animals again. And I gave him creative mode powers to build the boat, obviously. And then I just went back to my couch.
Whoa. Well, can you turn the earth back to creative mode so we can build something?
Yeah.
No. No, no way. Absolutely not. The Mayans ruined that for everyone, so you can thank them.
Thank you, Mayans.
Anyway, I gotta go. I gotta go convince Tom Brady to come back, but it's gonna take a miracle. I'm gonna have to part the seas or some shit. I'll just walk from here.
Dude, I recorded the whole thing.
Joseph, you weren't supposed to record it.
Yeah, God said not to.
Dude, it's a 1 in a billion opportunity, and I'm going to get rich off of it. I'm going to sell this to the news.
Wait, no, Joseph! Do you really think he's going to sell it to the news?
Junior, look! The news!
Breaking news, okay? There is shocking video evidence of God admitting to flooding the earth just because he was bored. There are currently riots happening all around the world.
Oh, wow, he actually did it.
Do you think God's going to be mad?
Look, guys, all this buku cash that this guy. I got $20,000 off that God video.
They only gave you $20,000 for the only video evidence that God's real?
I mean, I kind of bargained with him.
Hey!
Oh, God?
Oh, no.
God damn.
That's right. Me damn. You weren't supposed to record me.
Look, I was broke, God. I need some cash. Break bread with a nigga.
Well, what are you going to do with all that cash when the world is flooded? Ha, 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 ha.
That sounded bad.
Do you think he's actually going to flood the Earth?
Oh, no! Junior!
What's happening?
Oh, no, Junior!
Wait, guys! What happened?
Junior, God flooded the entire Earth, and it's Joseph's fault.
Dude, I just want some money, God!
Yeah, well, what good is that money if the whole world is flooded?
Help! Help!
Junior, no one's coming to help. The whole world is flooded.
Help!
Kids, thank God you have this floating couch. Do you know what happened? Well, God flooded the entire world because our friend leaked a video of God without his permission.
It's not my fault. It's all God's fault, dude.
Why don't you just apologize?
Yeah, say you're sorry to God.
I'm not apologizing.
Just say sorry. This wave's coming.
I'm sorry, God.
I think everything's back to normal. I think the world's not flooded anymore.
Wait, kids, can you explain what happened again?
Now that's why you don't mess with the wrath of God. Next time you're getting a meteor. I've started over once and I'll do it again. What do you think happened to the dinosaurs? That's why you don't cheat at Connect Four.
Wait, so you're telling me God flooded the entire Earth because he was mad at your friend? Well, you do know you killed, like, millions of people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think you took my money, too, my $20,000. It's in the water.
Yeah, and that's theft, so I think I have to arrest you.
What?
Yeah, I think you're under arrest. Put your hands behind your back. We're going to court.
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Pullback, and today we will be hearing the case of God versus Earth. As you can see, our old courtroom got flooded, so I had to set up this crappy one, which is extra annoying because the old one was made of wood, so water damage is gonna be a bitch. I mean, termites out the ass, and the floorboards are gonna be all squishy. Ugh. Oh, and my gavel got wet, so I have to use an actual mallet now. Yeah, so, also, my 1967 Volkswagen Beetle was totaled, and that was all original parts, so I don't know how insurance is gonna cover that shit anyway. God, what was your plan? What was God's plan? Are we chalking this up to mysterious ways or what?
Well, Your Honor, a video of me was sold to the news without my permission, and that video was supposed to remain private.
I mean, he never told me specifically not to record.
I specifically asked if anyone was recording, and they said no!
There was nobody recording at the time.
Oda. It doesn't matter if he recorded the video or not. It doesn't give you the right to flood the earth and kill... What is the body count now? 3 billion people? I didn't know that many people didn't know how to swim for 30 seconds.
Counterpoint, I'm God, so I can do whatever I want.
Yes, I guess that is true. You could just turn me into a toad or a pillar of salt or paprika or something. There's really nothing keeping you here.
How about we just say it was an act of God and we can call it square? Is that good?
Well, you see, the first time you flooded the earth, America wasn't, like, a thing, so there were no laws against it. But now there are, and mass murder is very illegal. So, I sentence you to 3 billion life sentences.
Alright, I'm tired of playing with you guys. I'm going home.
Bailiff, stop him!
He's God. What do you want me to do? Even if we put him in chains, he could still get away.
Oh, well, I guess I must repent, then. Sorry, God, for trying to put you in jail. My bad.
Hey, what about my $20,000?
Well, guys, today was weird.
Dude, I lost $20,000!
You were never supposed to have it to begin with.
Wait, I got a question, guys. So when God flooded the earth, it destroyed my house, and then when Joseph said sorry, we all came back and my house is fine, but 3 billion people still drowned. Does that mean your house is destroyed, Cody?
Oh, shit, I gotta go check on my parents.
I don't have parents, so I'm gonna just chill here.
Wait, Cody, before you leave, so you said that the Egyptians built the pyramids, right? So I got a challenge for you. So, look, here's a great pyramid of Giza Lego set. So I'm going to give you 30 minutes to build this because the real Egyptians only had 30 years to build it and they weighed tons and tons. These are little Lego pieces. So you have 30 minutes to build it. And if you don't build it, we get to stomp on your glasses.
I'd rather go home and play Tony Hawk Pro Skater 4, but my house was probably destroyed. So I guess I'll do this.
Yeah. Go. You're not even opening them. You're just burying your face in them.
Are you guys going to, like, help at all?
No, it's only you.
Bear it out. We need some lamps.
What do you want to do today?
We should build this robotic smart machine. You can build up to 8 different kinds of robots. Like, we could build a bug, or a gorilla, or a dinosaur, or, or playtime. Playtime's cool, too.
So, Sally, how was school today?
Oh, it was okay. I got a C on my... I got a C on my Spanish test.
Oh, no bien.
Really, a C? I can't believe you. How are you going to communicate with your future stepdad? You should probably ask him for help for your homework. He speaks really good Spanish.
¿Necesitas ayuda?
Mom, I have no idea what he's saying.
You know, I think our school should teach our kids English. You know, the language our country speaks. Not that made-up Mexican bullshit.
Damn it, Julia. Why are you smoking in the kitchen? You know I have asthma.
Well, why are you bringing Mexicans to the dinner table? You know I have asthma against Mexicans at my dinner table that you're banging.
Well, Dad, smoking is really bad for you.
You know what else is bad for you? Being in a country that you don't have legal papers to be a fucking citizen in.
You know what else is bad for you? Not being able to provide for your damn family because you're a drunk hillbilly.
You know what else is bad for you? Banging a Mexican and bringing him to my dinner table when he's not supposed to be in this country.
Why do you keep on bringing up his damn race?
I'm just bringing up that he's Mexican.
That's his race.
Yeah, Dad, you do say that a lot.
Every time.
Well, I'm just glad that I voted for someone that's going to clean up this country and stop people from banging my wife that are Mexican.
You know what? You need to just worry about getting a damn job.
Well, I'm sitting by the phone waiting for the many job applications that I applied to call me back.
No one's going to call you because you're a freaking drunk racist.
I'm only drunk and racist.
See?
Well, listen, That call, the phone is ringing. I'm going to answer this because it's a job. And everyone shut up. I'm get this job.
Yeah, right.
Hello?
Hello, is this Junior?
Oh, my God, it's immigration. Run, 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 guys!
Ah,
run!
No, really, Junior?
No, I'm just kidding.
God damn it, Junior, I don't know if he has his papers.
He doesn't. Yeah, this is Junior.
Hello, we are calling in regards to the job application you submitted earlier today. We are wanting to possibly interview you for tonight.
Oh, I can do it tonight.
Perfect. What time of best for you? Maybe right now?
Oh, I can do right now. Anything to get me away from my ugly-ass family.
Perfect.
All right, see you soon.
So who was that? One of your hookers?
I wish, but no. It was actually a job that wants to interview me tonight. And they want my qualifications because it's a very prestigious job and they want my skills.
I didn't know ass wiping was an actual job.
Okay, I'll be back with a high-paying job, guys.
Yeah, right.
Hello, thank you for coming to Fresh Mart. How far may I be of help to you today?
My name's Junior. I'm here for a job interview.
Okay, perfect, perfect. For the interview, I do need to ask you some preliminary question, okay?
You need to ask me Illuminati questions.
No, some preliminary question.
Okay.
The question for the interview, can you answer?
Yes.
Okay, first question. Do you know how far to count the money?
Yes, I know how to count money. I used to work in a big corporate job, and we handled millions of dollars, so I know how to do that stuff.
Okay, very good, very good. Next question. Do you have your diver license?
No, I do not have a diver's license, but I don't know why I would need a diver's license to work at a grocery store, unless you have to dive to get the inventory in the back.
No, no. Listen, very good. Listen, your diver license.
Bitch, I heard you the first time. I don't have a diver's license, but why would I need a diver's license to work at a grocery store? Do you have a diver's license?
Yes, I do have diver license, okay?
Oh, my God, you go diving all the time? Like, how deep have you been?
No, no, listen, listen. How far you get to this interview today?
I sure as fuck didn't dive to get here. I drove my car.
Okay, do you have license for your car?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you have diver license?
No, do not have a diver's license, but I have a driver's license for my car.
Yes, perfect, perfect, perfect. Now, last question. Do you have any reference for the job?
Oh, I used to work at Papa Murphy's Pizza, so yeah. I mean, we ended that job mutually because I was such a good person at my job that he wanted to see me succeed.
Okay, perfect. Very good, very good. I would give him a call very quick. Stay right here.
No, no, I wouldn't call Papa Murphy. He got in a car accident and died last week and lost his voice.
Hello? Hello? I am Farhood from Fresh Mart. I am calling in regards to an applicant who has used you as a reference on his application.
Okay. Well, who is it?
His name is Junior.
What? Who the fuck is Junior? Oh, that broken nose stuck in here, motherfucker! Is that your man with reference? Oh, hell no! That nigga owe me money! He can't use me as a fucking shit! Until he pays me back! He's been running goddamn boxes every single time he gets paid! So you should be putting my damn name on that damn paycheck every single time! Papa Murphy! P-A-P-A Murphy, bitch!
Okay, perfect. We will do that. Thank you so very much. He said that we could hire you, okay?
What? He said that?
Yes.
What? He must have actually gotten a car accident and bumped his head because there's no way in hell. Okay, well, if he said he could hire me, did I get the job?
Yes, of course you have the job.
Well, when can I start?
You can start right now, okay? Come here.
Oh, hell yeah. I got a job. I can start making money, provide for my family, kick the Mexican out of my house.
Hey, man, just these pastos.
Okay.
You gotta crank it by hand.
Yeah, that's cheap Indian shit. Okay, that'll be $3, I guess.
All I have is 90.
I said it was $3.
I know, but I only have 90.
Well, I see there's 3 10s and 3 20s. You can just give me 1 10.
And I can't. They're all glued together. See, I had glue in my pocket, and all the bills got glued together.
Well, we can't accept money that's been glued together.
But that's legal tender. You have to take that.
I don't even have 87 ones.
Well, how am I going to get my pastos?
Well, I guess you're not going to get your pastos unless you have a credit card.
Well, I don't have a credit card. I just have glued cash. Wait. Aren't you the garbage man I punched in the face who cried like a little bitch?
Wait, aren't you the guy that's not about to get his can of pastos?
Whatever, man. I don't even need my pastos. Let's take my glued money elsewhere.
Yeah, well, you're not welcome here. Your kind's not welcome here.
Junior, did you just get a customer? His kind are not welcome here?
Yeah, because he walked in here talking about some bullshit saying Indians are stinky, so I was just defending you.
Oh, thank you so much, Bill. You know what? You are so for deserving a raise in 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, I am deserving of a raise. I'm doing a really good job over here. But I would say the register is low on money. There's only a few ones in there.
Okay, you just need to have more customers for more money in the register, okay?
Wait, that doesn't make any sense because if we don't have any change to give back, then we'll lose a lot of customers.
Yes, but if you have more customers, they give you more money to put in the register, okay? You just need more customers.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good luck.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yo,
Corbin. I don't know if I can do this. I don't want to get arrested.
Oh, come on, Sally. It's just an Indian lady that works here. She's not going to ID us. Plus, if she does, I'll just sing.
Oh, you're right. That always works. Excuse me, ma'am. We'd like to buy these beers. Oh, shit. It's my gas.
Sally, you're trying to buy beer and Corbin Blue.
We're 21. 21. We don't have our IDs because they're in the car. Don't ask for them. We park very far. We park very far.
Get out of here. You guys can't buy beer. Not 21. I know you're not 21. And Sally, if you're going to steal those beers, put them in my fridge.
This job is so boring. We barely have any customers.
Ooh, I didn't know we sold scratch-offs.
Might as well do it while I'm on the job. Get me out of this shithole.
Junior, I coming for tell you that I have mailed out your first paycheck, okay? I just want to make sure that I got the name on the check correct, okay?
Okay.
I put P.A. P.A. Murphy, okay?
Wait, no, that's not my name. That's Papa Murphy. Why would you write the check to Papa Murphy?
Because when I do the call for the reference, he tell me you owe him very much money, okay?
What, so you don't give him my money? I don't owe that motherfucker money. Wait a minute, what's... Fart Hoot! Fart Hoot! I just won $1,000,000!
Fart Hoot, and did you pay for that?
You take it out of my paycheck! I just won $1,000,000!
Okay.
Oh, delicioso! Tres leches!
Hey, cerveza, how about that one, Step Pops?
You think we have time for a microwave quickie like hoppy, simpapia?
God, you're making my chalupa moist, baby.
Ring, 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 ring. Oh, who's calling? Oh, shit, it's the Monopoly Man. I just passed go, bitch.
Oh, my God, Jay, where did you get all that damn money?
Let's just say Uncle Sam said he picked me to cash his checks. Beep.
What? What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying I'm glad I live in a country where I can win the lottery, baby.
There's no way in hell you won the lottery, do you? You can't even afford a ticket.
I was at this Indian grocery store, and I said, give me one of them tickets. I'm feeling lucky. I scratched it. And God said, you're my favorite, bitch!
Oh, my God! We're rich! We're really, really rich!
We're rich!
We're rich.
Okay, what's with all this we? We're? No, there is no we. There is no we're. There's only me. I'm rich. I'm the one with the paper. I'm the one with the money. I'm not picking any of you guys to have my money.
Stop being selfish, Junior. We are rich. We are a family. Yes, we won the lottery. You gotta spend it with us.
Well, actually, the only person I have to take care of is Sally, so there's your cut.
Ew.
And no, I'm not dealing with you. You banged a Mexican in my house.
I only banged that Mexican to motivate you. You actually got a job because I banged that Mexican. If I didn't slide on his penis, you wouldn't actually be working right now. You wouldn't be rich. You should be thanking God that I slid on his penis.
Okay, well, yeah, you know what? You did motivate me. You motivated me to win the lottery and have millions and to leave your fucking ass. You're cheating, stupid fucking ass. I might keep the Mexican to clean my toilets, but no. You know what? You and Frito-Lay are gone.
No. No, you're supposed to be in love with me because I loved you forever.
You don't love me forever. You didn't love me when you were sliding on his Taco Bell chalupa.
I did. I was still thinking of you even though I was on top of him.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of fucking sense. You're just a fucking slut. You know what? There's going to be a lot of change around here. A lot of single, hot, sexy women just jumping on me. They'll jump on my chalupa.
No!
Then you know what? I'm going to go outside because I think I rubbed a lamp. And there's a genie outside! Beep!
What?
Okay, genie, I'm ready for my three wishes!
Ah! Oh my God, you're so hot.
And rich!
Yeah, I'm definitely the last one. So, this is a four-seater car. So, tell me why there's so many Benjamin Franklin! Is it out of the balloon?
Sir, are you drinking and driving?
What? No, this car is parked. I am drinking, but me and these girls are about to have a human centipede, and I was going to be in the middle, and the one in the back is not going to be very happy because I don't wipe so well when you're wiping with hundreds!
Sir, I'm going to need you to get out of the vehicle.
You want to join this centipede?
No, especially after what I just heard.
Oh, no, you don't have to be in the bag. You can be in the front. I mean, well, how do you wipe? Do you use money, too?
No.
Well, you use wet wipes? If you use wet wipes, you can be in front of me.
You know what? I'm going to perform a sobriety test. Say your ABCs.
Oh, if you do the human centipede and you're in front of me, you'll feel the ABCs. A, B, C.
Please stop it.
Oh, listen, baby. How much money for you to strip search yourself?
No, you're under arrest.
For what?
For driving drunk.
I was not driving. The car was in park. Ladies, did this car ever move?
No, this car never moved.
Oh, I mean, it's about to move. It's about to go
back. Get out of the car. You're getting a DUI.
What? Oh, you want a D-I-D-E-I? Trump banned D-E-I.
No, a D-U-I.
Oh, a D-U-I. You want my D? You want my D? A D for you? For my?
No.
A D-U-I?
D-W-I.
D-U-W-I. Driving while insanely rich?
Get up against the car. You're nervous.
Oh, shit. Like, this is going. Turn your body cam on. This is police sexuality, brutality. Baby, yeah, keep going.
Junior, stop it. You're being weird.
No, seriously, for the playtime, you should totally do it. You should go crazy.
No, Junior, we're done. You made it weird. I'm leaving.
I made it weird. No! I thought you... Oh, wow, Penelope. Way to ruin playtime. Oh, well, you guys are leaving too. Oh, well, you're the one who made it weird. It was not weird until you made it weird. Oh, darn it. Well, I'm going to be rich in the next one. It's January 1st, 2023.
Man, I can't believe we're already in a new year.
So, guys, what's your New Year's resolutions?
What?
You know, New Year's resolutions, like the thing you want to change about yourself in the new year?
I don't need to change anything about myself. I'm perfect.
Yeah, me too, dude.
Well, my New Year's resolution is that I want to learn a new skill. Like, I want to learn how to cook or speak another language.
Cody, you already have a skill, and that's growing pimples on your face. You're a pimple farmer.
Okay, Junior, maybe your New Year's resolution is that you stop bullying me.
Ooh, I don't think I could do that.
Dude, that's going to be difficult.
Come on, Junior, at least try.
Okay, fine. My New Year's resolution is I won't bully you, Cody, for a whole year.
Okay, good. Oh, hold on. My phone's ringing. But what, Junior? You have a problem with my ringtone?
No, that's a completely normal ringtone.
No, the hell's not, dude.
Okay, I'm going to answer it. Hello, Mama Bear. Hello, Cody. How's my little piggy doing? Oink, 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 oink. Your little piggy's doing just fine. I'm hanging out with my frenzy Wenzies right now.
Oh, dude, he's not making it easy for your ass.
Okay, Cody. I was just calling to remind you to change your diapers in case you make tee-tee in your pants. Oh, don't worry, Mom. I won't. My diapers are a tee-tee-free zone. Never mind. Little piggy just made a muddy mess in his diapy wipey. Cody, that's a bad little piggy. Put the phone up to your tushy so I can spank it. Okay, Mom. Thank you, Mother. Okay, Cody, now just get home by 9 o'clock so I can give you your suppository pills. Oh, my favorite. Okay, Cody, bye. I love you. Now I love you. Now I love you. I love you more. Now I love you more. Now I love you more. Just hang up, Cody. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. What? She hung up. That means I love her more.
Dude, you're not gonna last a year. Just give up, please.
Junior, are you making fun of me?
No, I laugh because Joseph told me a knock knock joke.
Yeah, knock knock.
Who's there?
I don't know.
That's what it was about.
Yeah.
Not about your call.
Doesn't seem that funny to me, but
no, it's an inside joke.
That's really funny.
You had to be there.
Okay.
Anyway, Joseph, what's your New Year's resolution?
Oh, man, dude, I think I want to be rich, like a billionaire rich.
Well, shouldn't it be something more realistic?
What, it's not realistic for a black man to be rich in America, huh?
Well, no, that's not what I meant. I just meant, like, we're kids.
Well, what, LeBron was a kid once?
Yeah, he was a kid, and now he's a billionaire.
Yeah,
but he got rich after he was a kid.
No, he was playing basketball as a kid, and then he played basketball as an adult. He was both doing basketball things.
Well, I mean, I don't doubt that, but you know what, Joseph? Yeah, okay, you can do it. I believe in you.
Yeah, you better believe in me. Watch me be a millionaire. Billionaire!
Yeah, Joseph's gonna go try to be rich. So what's your skill gonna be, Cody?
Oh, well, I really want to stop peeing my pants, but what?
Nothing, keep going.
I think I'll just learn how to cook.
Oh, that sounds fun.
So do you want to help me?
Why would I want to help you learn how to cook? That's so gay.
Junior?
Yeah, I'll come help you learn how to cook.
Thank you.
Kill me.
Okay, Junior, let's do this. I hope Chef Peepee's okay with us using his kitchen.
Chef Peepee doesn't mind. He loves when people use his kitchen.
Okay, good. So what do you have in the fridge to cook with?
Let me go check. Okay, there's eggs and bologna.
Oh, okay. I think I can make an omelet with that. Let me just get an egg here. Just gotta crack it on the pan. Oh,
Cody!
Yeah, I dropped it.
Just scoop it up!
No, I'll just get another egg. It's not that bad.
But what a waste of an egg!
Yeah, it's okay. Get in the pan. That's what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, so just slap some bologna on this bitch. Let's see here. Okay. There you go.
It doesn't look like an omelet, Cody.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, I need cheese. Do you have cheese?
Oh, let me check. We have string cheese.
Okay, great. Just throw it in there. That's good. Okay, I think I just need to flip it
With my spatula here, I think I can cover it.
Oh, wow, Cody.
Yeah, sorry, I dropped it. I dropped it.
And while we're down here, you might as well scoop up that egg.
No, I mean, I guess I'll try.
Yeah, scoop that up.
Just put it down.
Oh, Jesus! What happened?
What happened?
I don't know. What did I do?
Oh, what do we do? What do we do?
Cooking's hard. Just run.
Run.
Man, I can't wait to start on dinner.
Wait, what the hell? I woke up in the kitchen 5 minutes of this shit fight!
Okay, I don't really think cooking's my thing.
I hope Chef BB doesn't notice the mess in the kitchen.
Oh, God, we left a fire down there. I hope somebody put it out.
Junior! Who the hell started a fire in my kitchen? It was Cody.
Yeah, it was me.
Why are you even cooking in my kitchen, Cody?
I was trying to learn how to make an omelet.
Well, look, I am the chef, dumbass. You don't know how to cook. I do, okay? So look, if you needed to learn how to cook, you could have just came to me.
I don't think I want to cook anymore.
Yeah, leave it to the real chefs, the real professionals, idiot. So, Cody, what's your skill going to be now for your New Year's resolution?
I don't know. Maybe I'll learn how to sew. Like, I can make sweaters and stuff.
That's so good. That's so good. That's such a good skill to learn. You should do that.
Yeah, I agree. I'll go get a sewing kit.
What is he, 80 years old?
Okay, Junior. I got a needle and thread. Somehow this is going to turn into a sweater.
How?
I don't know. Maybe I, like, pull on it or, like, poke it. I'm gonna go look up a YouTube tutorial.
Do! I bet you won't believe this, but I found a way to be a billionaire! How?
You gotta trust me, though. If you give me $1, I promise I'll pay you back $2.
That sounds like a good deal.
Right.
Here's $1.
Ooh, thanks, dude! Hey, Cody, you wanna get in on this money?
Oh, yeah.
Alright, if you give me $1, I'll pay you back $2.
Okay, that sounds good.
Thanks, dude! Hey, Junior, here's your $2, bro!
Whoa, you paid me back really fast!
Yep, you can trust me, bro. But if you wanna make more money, give me these $2, and I'll pay you back $3.
Okay, you did it last time.
Thanks, dude! Hey, Cody, here's your $2.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, but if you want more money, ooh, give me $3 and I'll bring you back $4.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Here,
right? Oh, thanks, dude. Hey, Junior, here's your $3, bro!
Wow, you're making money come out of nowhere.
It's like magic, dude. I make magic work. But if you want more money, give me $4 and I'll bring you back $5.
Okay, let me get another dollar. Here's another dollar.
Okay, thanks, dude. I'm gonna bring back that money.
What the fuck?
Wait, where'd he go?
Junior, he just ran off with our money. He did a Ponzi scheme. Joseph just invented a Ponzi scheme.
What's a Ponzi scheme?
It's exactly what he just did. It's where you get other people's money to pay back other people. What? And then you just run off with the money.
Wait, you can become a billionaire that way.
Yeah, I guess you could, but it's illegal.
Oh, that's kind of smart, but also dumb.
Yeah.
So Joseph's New Year's resolution came true. Did you sew that sweater?
Oh, well, I mean, I made this. It says Happy Lamaka. It's like Hanukkah, but with llamas.
Does it fit?
I don't know. Let me try it on. Yeah, well, Junior, I made the arm sleeves a little too long, but other than that, I'd say it's a pretty good sweater. I sewed the shit out of this sweater. Look at that happy little llama. He's even wearing a yarmulke, a little llama yarmulke, a llama yama yama llamaka, a llama yama yama, you can't make fun of me, llama yama yama kama llama gama gama llama llama.
Okay, you know what, Cody, I think today was a success. You know, Joseph learned how to make a lot of money, you learned how to sew, and I haven't bullied you all day, so we did all our New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, but we got like 3 minutes left in this video, and we gotta pull something out of our ass, so maybe we gotta see other characters' New Year's resolutions. Like the cop. Like, maybe we should talk to him. What's he been doing, huh?
There's someone at the door.
Yeah, I wonder who that could be.
I'm gonna go see.
Yeah, I'll stay here.
Hello?
Hey, do you know him?
What's up, dude? That's my friend Joseph.
Yeah, well, I caught him running a Ponzi scheme. He said if I gave him my 401k, he'd double it, and now I'm screwed.
And I would have got away with it, too, if it wasn't for you pesky cops.
He stole some of my money, too, and my friend's money. If you arrested him, why'd you bring him here? Why don't you take him to jail?
Oh, he made bail using my 401k, so I'll see you in court.
Okay.
So, officer, before you leave, what was your New Year's resolution?
Oh, it was to retire, but now I can't because he took my 401k. So I guess my new New Year's resolution is to work for 40 more fucking years until I die.
Or run a Ponzi scheme.
Shut up!
Okay.
Well, I'll see you later then.
Yeah, I guess I'm just gonna go drive into oncoming traffic with my eyes closed. Hopefully I die.
See you in court.
Ah! What? You scared me. Sorry. Hey, Junior, I fixed my sleeves to make them shorter.
What the hell is that?
It's his happy Lamaka shirt.
Yeah, I knitted it myself, and I even have a song that goes with it. Listen. Yamaka, Lamaka, Lamaka, Yamaka, Yamaka, Lamaka, Lamaka,
Yamaka. How did you not bully him by now, dude?
It's been really hard. I've almost had a brain aneurysm trying not to.
Joseph, where's my money?
Oh, yeah, the $5. If you give me $5 more, I'll bring you back $100.
I'm not giving you any more of my money.
Well, you obviously don't want to be rich.
Hey, Cody. Oh, hey, Mama Bear. Junior, are there any mean things you want to say to my mom?
She's a fat, ugly whale.
What? Junior, you said you wouldn't bully me.
I'm not bullying you. I'm bullying your mom. The deal is only I won't bully you. See, you're perfect. You're my best friend. There's nothing wrong with you. But your mom's a stinky fat bitch.
Well, okay, I guess that's a loophole so I can let it slide. Cody, did you change your poopy britches?
Yeah, let me smell. Oh, no. Cody, those are some very poopy pants. I know. Cody, what did we say about having poopy britches? To take them off. And why didn't you take off your poopy britches? Because I didn't want my friends to know I pooped my pants. Cody, tell them. Guys, I pooped my pants. I'm a stinky boy. Oh, he is the stinkiest.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry that you did that, Cody.
Sorry. It's so embarrassing, but sorry, dude.
Okay, Cody. Now that you pooped your pants, you gotta do the poopy pants dance. Oh, okay.
There's a dance?
I pooped my pants. I'm a stinky boy. Okay, Cody. Okay, very good, Cody. That's very good. Now let's get you home and change those poopy pants. Okay, guys. Sorry I pooped my pants.
Poop. What's wrong with him?
Oh man, Cody's such a nerd.
He's such a loser.
He's such a loser.
I caught you. You broke your New Year's resolution, Junior. Did we get him, Cody? Oh, we sure did, Mom. I told you it'd be worth it to shit my pants.
Wait, he actually shit his pants?
I did.
Going to be having a sparing beat, so make sure you go home and study your words, because the first place winner is going to get the prestigious Golden Bee Award, and then the second place winner is going to get the crappy little Silver Bee Award. So go home and study your words.
Spelling bee? Oh, I suck at spelling.
Yeah, me too, dude.
I'm going to win the spelling bee this year. I have to.
Calm down, Cody.
Yeah, it's not that serious, bro.
Well, it's just that every year I always come in second place because I lose to Beasley Spellington.
Who's Beasley Spellington?
Beasley Spellington is the spelling bee. He's won every year for the past 5 years. Oh, God, here he comes now.
Hello, Cody.
What do you want, Beasley?
Oh, I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to be the spelling bee champion. I'm going to beat your ass at spelling.
Wow, what a douche.
I know, right? I hate that guy.
So he's won every year?
Yeah, he always gets the golden bee, and I'm stuck in second place with the stupid little silver bee. But this year, I'm gonna win for sure, because I have this.
Wait, what's that, Cody?
That's spelling steroids, and I've been taking it every day for the last week, so I can spell any word. Go ahead, try me, Junior. Give me a word.
Spell, onomatopoeia.
Okay, onomatopoeia. O-N-O-M-A-T-O-P-O-E-I-A. Onomatopoeia. Oh, yeah, that's the stuff. Yeah. I just really hope they don't drug test us this time.
Oh, crap, I forgot to mention, since there's been a lot of cheating in the Spelling Bee tournaments, I'm going to need you to come up here and pee in one of these little cups so I can test you for spelling steroids, okay?
Oh, no! Junior, they're going to drug test us.
What's that mean?
Well, that means they're going to test my pee, and then they're going to find out that I've been using spelling steroids, and I'll get disqualified, and I won't be able to beat Beasley Spellington.
That sucks, Cody.
Yes, it does suck, Junior. Okay, I need somebody else's pee. Junior, I need a huge favor from you. And I know I ask this all the time, but this time I really mean it.
What's the favor?
I need you to pee in my mouth.
Ew, Cody, no!
No, look, it'll be really quick. I'll just, like, open up my mouth, you take, like, a little tinkle in my mouth, and then I'll hold your pee in my mouth until they test me, and instead of peeing in the cup, I'll just spit your pee in the cup, because you haven't been taking spelling steroids.
That's gross, Cody!
Oh, come on, Junior, please!
So who wants to go first? Mm-hmm. Oh, Cody, you want to go first?
Mm-hmm. Gross, dude.
Mm-hmm. All right, Cody, I know you're super smart and you have no reason to cheat, but I still need you to take this cup and go pee in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I swallowed Junior's pee. I swallowed it.
What? Why is Junior's pee in your mouth?
I don't know. Joseph, come pee in my mouth.
No, dude.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Junior, do you have to pee again?
No.
Give me, like, a bottle of water or something.
Okay, all right, hold on, Crass. I think you are all confused. You're not supposed to be peeing in each other's mouth. You're just supposed to pee in the cup.
Well, guys, I got disqualified for using spelling steroids.
That sucks, Cody.
Yeah, so I guess we're just gonna have to watch Beasley Spellington go home with another golden bee.
Ew, Cody, your breath still smells like my pee.
Guys, this is serious. Beasley Spellington's gonna win again.
Well, me and Joseph can try to beat him in the spelling bee.
Come on, you guys can't spell.
We could try.
Okay, fine. Spell possum, then.
Possum's easy. P-O-S.
Nope.
P-O-S.
Nope.
That sounds right to me, dude.
P-O-S.
Nope. That's wrong.
P-O.
Nope.
P pee?
Nope.
What?
Nope, no pee.
Wait, does it start with a P?
No, it doesn't.
A?
No.
B?
Nope.
C?
Nope.
D? Nope. E? Nope. F? Nope. G? Nope. H? I? J? Nope. K? L? M? N? O?
Yes.
What? O?
Starts with an O.
It does not start with an O.
That's crazy.
Spell it.
O-P-O-S.
No, no, that's not right at all.
It has a silent O.
A silent O?
Yeah.
Hey, Joseph, spell cat.
C-A.
Nope.
What?
It's O-C-A-T.
What? No, wait.
There's a silent O. Hey, Cody, spell your name.
C-O.
Nope. O-C-O-D-Y. Hey, Cody, spell pool.
Wait, no.
P-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-L. All those O's are silent.
See, Junior, this is why you're not going to be in the spelling bee.
Well, I don't want to be the dumb spelling bee if that's how people spell.
Wait a minute. I have an idea. Yeah, I'm going to kill Beasley Spellington. Yeah, I'm going to break his kneecaps. I'm going to break all six of his little bee kneecaps, and then I'm going to beat him to death with a crowbar. Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Cody, I have a different idea. What if we put a little microphone in my ear, and I go to the spelling bee, and you give me all the answers?
Yeah, that could work. And then afterward, we beat Beasley Spellington to death with a crowbar.
What? No, we win the Golden Bee Award, and we're all happy.
Yeah, okay, and then we celebrate by beating Beasley Spellington to death with a crowbar.
No, how about we just try winning it first? I'm going to get a microphone for my ear, let's try it.
Okay, we'll just see what happens.
All right, Cody, Joseph let us borrow his AirPods, so you're going to use that microphone, and then you're going to speak into my ear and tell me how to spell the words so I can cheat.
Okay, I'm going to stay home and watch the spelling bee on TV so I can tell you what words to spell.
All right, let's make sure it works.
Hey, Junior.
Hey.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
All right, so me and Joseph are going to go to the spelling bee.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to the spelling bee. If you spelled a word wrong, you're eliminated, and the last one standing is the winner. So let's start off with Beasley Spellington.
Thank you. What word would you like me to spell?
All right, your first word is anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Oh, come on. I thought you were going to give me a hard one. Anti-disestablishmentarianism. A-N-T-I-D-I-S-E-S-T-A-B.
Yeah, look at Beasley being a show-off.
E-N-T-A-R-I-A-N-I-S-M. Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
That is correct!
You better believe it.
All right, next up is Penelope.
Oh my god, I'm so nervous. This is my first spelling bee.
All right, Penelope, your word is quiche.
Quiche. Can you use it in a sentence?
Yes, I can use it in a sentence. Your sentence is, your word is quiche.
Okay, quiche. K-E-E-S-H. Quiche.
Wrong.
Really? Well, then how do you spell it?
You're wrong. You're just wrong. Go, leave. All right, next.
Okay.
I said next. Junior, come here.
Okay, I'm ready to spell.
All right, Junior. Your word is hemorrhoid.
My word is hemorrhoid. Got that, Cody?
Yeah, I got it. Hold on. I'm Googling it. Just stall. Ask a question or something. Like, ask him to use it in a sentence.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Sure. Your sentence is, I have a hemorrhoid.
Oh, okay.
Cody, hurry up. Junior, my phone's not loading. Your internet sucks. Just stall with another question.
What's it taste like?
What?
What does hemorrhoid taste like? You can't ask that question. You can only ask things like definition, use it in a sentence, the origin, stuff like that.
Okay, then can you do all that?
No, Junior, forget it. I have the answer.
Okay, I have the answer.
Okay, then spell it. Your word is hemorrhoid. Hurry up.
All right, I'm gonna spell it now. Hemorrhoid.
H-E-M-O-R-R.
Calm down. You're going too fast.
Who are you talking to, Junior?
My brain.
Good one, Junior.
I'm going to restart spelling the word now. Cody, go slower.
Okay. It's H.
H.
E.
E.
M.
M.
O.
O.
R.
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 H.
H.
O.
O.
I.
Oh, are we spelling the right word?
Yes, we are. It's I.
I.
D.
D. Hemorrhoid.
That is correct!
Really? That was right?
Just leave the stage, Junior.
Okay.
All right, Joseph, you're next.
Ho-ho-ho, I'm ready to win this spelling bee.
All right, Joseph, your word is synonym.
Ho-ho-ho, this is easy. I eat Synonym Toast Crunch every morning, and I read the box. Oh, this is going to be a piece of cake. Synonym. C-I-N-N-A-M-O-N. Synonym.
You are really a dumb ass. It is synonym, not cinnamon. Synonym Toast Crunch. Get your ass off the stage.
No, dude. I heard you say synonym.
I know, but you spelled cinnamon.
What's the difference? It's the taste you can see.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, Jeffy. You're next.
All right. What's the word, Doc?
Your word is
Pitch. Oh, that's easy. That's my favorite word. I call my daddy that every night. B-I-T-C. No, your word was pitch. Like, your word was pitch. Not the B word. You're eliminated. Aw, screw this spelling bee anyway. I'm gonna go home and play Fortnite. Okay, we only have two contestants left. Beasley Sparrington and Junior. Beasley Sparrington, you're next.
Okay, what is my next word?
All right, Beasley, your word is pneumono ultra microscopic silico volcano coniosis.
Easy. The word is pneumono ultra microscopic silico volcano coniosis. PNEUMONOULTRA. MIC.
Now here's this prick again. Come on, mess up!
PIC. SILICOVOLCANOCONIOSIS. Pneumono ultra microscopic silico volcano coniosis.
That is correct! Alright, Junior, it's your turn. And remember, if you get the word wrong, you lose.
What's my word?
Alright, Junior, your word is pterodactyl.
Oh, that word is easy. I got this. I don't need your help, Cody.
Junior, I don't think you know how to spell this.
I know how to spell it.
Okay, fine. Then what's the first letter?
T?
No.
Yes, it is. It's pterodactyl.
It's not T.
Yes, it is.
No.
A?
No.
B?
No.
C?
No.
D? E? F? G? H? I? J? K? L? M? N? O? P? Q?
Yes.
What?
It starts with P.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It's pterodactyl, not pterodactyl.
Junior, we're not going to do this right now. Just trust me.
Oh, I get it. You're just trying to embarrass me.
What, embarrass you?
Yeah, on national television. You want to embarrass me. You want me to spell it wrong so everyone laughs at me.
But, Junior, why would I go through all of this just to embarrass you?
Because you got embarrassed in front of the classroom when you swallowed my pee.
Well, that was my fault.
No, I'm going to spell it the right way. I'm going to win this competition.
No, Junior, don't.
No, okay, pterodactyl.
Junior, please.
Pterodactyl.
No.
T-I-L?
No. Oh.
That was called pre-read wrong.
What? That was wrong?
I told you, Junior, it starts with a P.
What's with you and P, Cody? Ew.
So that means the winner is Beasley the Sparing Bee.
Of course I won. You have to be the best if you want to be the Spelling Bee champion.
Beasley, I'm about to beat the crap out of you with this mallet because I couldn't find a crowbar. Take that, you stupid bee. Yeah, who's the champ now, you loser?
I wish I could do that.
Hey, Cody, I got the Silver Bee Award.
Ugh, I already have like 5 of those at home. We'll never beat Beasley.
Well, there's always next year.
No, he probably won't even be alive, because bees only live for 28 days.
Wait, then how do you win the last 5 years?
Wait, yeah. Wait a minute, that's not a bee. That's just a guy in a bee costume. Hold on, let me get my mallet. All right, let's go find that guy and see who he really is.
Okay.
Well, Brooklyn guy, you did it again. You rigged another kid's spelling bee.
Beasley, what?
Buzz, I'm a bee. Never mind, you guys got me.
What, you're Beasley Spellington?
Yeah, okay, look. This one time in 5th grade, I lost a spelling bee because I accidentally spelled the word acid with an S instead of a C. So from that day forward, I vowed to win every spelling bee I could to make other people feel what I felt that day.
Well, you still won fair and square. You're really good at spelling.
Oh, no. I was cheating. I got a microphone and my mask there, and then my wife just reads me the words out of the dictionary.
Wait, that's what we were doing! What, you guys were cheating too?
How about that? Cool. We're just a bunch of cheaters here. That's great. Yeah, I'll see you guys next year. We can see who can out-cheat each other, you know? All right. Well, bye.
So sick. Chef Phoebe, where's my tissues?
Hold on, Junior. I'm coming. Here's your tissues.
Why are you pushing it with a broom?
Because I don't want to get your Ebola or bubonic plague. I don't know what you have. I'm trying to stay healthy.
Oh, can you hand me the remote?
I can throw it to you.
Ow, Chef Phoebe, I think you broke my nose.
I didn't break your nose. Stop being a baby, Junior.
No, I really think it's broken.
Let me see. Oh, my God, Junior, you're trying to get me sick, you stupid son of a brat. Oh, I can't stand
it. Open up the door. Just open up the door.
Oh, you better. Ooh, I'm going to give you some more when I come back.
Hello?
Hey, is Junior home? I made him some chicken noodle soup.
Wow, I guess Girl Scout cookies aren't selling if you're going door-to-door selling chicken noodle soup. I guess I'll buy one then.
No, I'm not selling it. I made it for Junior because he's sick.
Now why the hell would you do that, silly Billy?
Well, because I'm his girlfriend.
Wait, what? You? His girlfriend? No way. No way. You must got the wrong house and the wrong Junior, because there's no way Junior has a girlfriend.
No, I'm his girlfriend.
Wait. You must be blind. I see the glasses. You haven't seen how hideous he is. You don't want to be his girlfriend. Run.
These are reading glasses.
So read between the lines. Don't be his girlfriend. He's a brat.
Look, can I just come inside?
What? No, 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 no. Look, tell me, is he bribing you or holding your family hostage? Look, blink if he is. Oh, you don't even have to blink. I can see the pain in your eyes.
Please, can I just come inside? I made him this chicken noodle soup, and I want to give it to him.
Wait, you made chicken noodle soup for him? Hold on, let me see this. Let me see this. I'll take it to him.
What the hell?
I'm the only one that cooks for him. Look, I'm the chef. You can go and talk to him, but you don't cook for him. I cook.
Hey, Sugar Plum, are you feeling any better?
I am now that you're here, my snookums boogums.
Junior, I made you chicken noodle soup to help you feel better, but your chef took it from me and threw it outside.
Why would Chef Pee-Pee do that?
I don't know. He was being a dick.
Here you go, Junior. I made you soup just like you like it. Because I'm your chef. I know how you like it. That's how you make soup. Read it.
Junior has a small wiener.
It's true!
And how would you know that, you creep?
Because I have to bathe him and clean him every single night because he's a dirty-ass individual.
No, Chef Pee-Pee, shut up!
But it's true! You guys are not dating. Stop lying to me. There's no way you got a girlfriend before me.
But we really are dating.
Okay, if you really are dating, kiss then.
Wait, no, I don't want to get sick.
Because you're lying! You're lying, bitch! We got one! We got one!
Okay, fine.
This can't be true! Not before me!
He's weird, Junior.
Yeah.
How did Junior get a girlfriend before me? I want a girlfriend, but girls just use me for my body. I'm such an object. I want to cuddle, too. I want to watch movies and Game of Thrones.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, why you crying like a bitch?
Oh, hey, Lil T. Oh, I'm just sad because Junior got all the hoes. I don't got no hoes.
Wow, that is sad, but it sounds like a personal issue. You know me, Lil T is a pimp. I stay with some hoes. I can lend you one if you want.
You really could? You would lend me one of your hoes for the night?
Of course I would. We're best friends, right? Hey, bitch, bring your ass here.
Yes, Big Daddy.
All right, shut up, bitch. I'm talking. You gotta talk to these hoes like this, okay? That's how they know they roll, you feel me? Hey, bitch, I need you to lend that ass to Chef Pee-Pee for the night. Show him your toes. Oh, yeah, she just got them done. All right, be careful with her tits, though. She just got them new and improved. Have fun!
I can really show Junior that I have a girlfriend. Oh, hey, Ho, let's go show you off.
So, Junior, what movie do you want to watch?
Let's watch The Human Centipede.
Ooh, what's that about?
It's this documentary on centipedes because apparently centipedes are endangered and the humans make them repopulate the Earth so they don't go extinct.
That sounds so interesting.
Yeah, I'll turn it on.
Yeah, put your leg right there. Put that foot in my face. Oh, yeah. Oh, I need that. Oh, my bad, my boy. I didn't see you there, Junior. My bad. Just chilling here with my main bitch. You feel me? tight shit.
Well, I didn't know you had a girlfriend, Chef Pee-Pee.
Of course I got a girl. I got one of them girlfriends you got. Come on, you know that. And my main squeeze, my shawty, my old lady, my little boo thing, all that shit. You know that? Come on. Tight shit.
How long you been dating?
Oh, at least about 2 years. But I didn't know you was fed, though. Stop asking too many questions. God dang. But at least 2 years, yeah. She bailed me out of jail, you know, paid the bond and everything. And we've been locked in ever since, yeah. She do this thing where she spread eagle, call it the bald eagle. Oh, my bad. I ain't even tell y'all that shit. You feel me? You still got virgin ears, little baby. tight shit.
Oh, well, I've never seen you kiss a girl, so can you kiss her?
Can I kiss her? Boy, I got lips. I know how to kiss. Come here. Yeah, lick her face clean, yeah, like a paint, you know what I'm talking about?
I never knew Chef Pee-Pee had a girlfriend.
Shit, I'll kiss her again, tongue her down. See, my tongue is her toothbrush. Chef Pee-Pee, what the fuck are you doing? She's a whore! She puts a lot of wieners in her mouth! Big, small, curvy, tall, look, even the stinky ones! I don't know what she has going on, I'm never gonna test it! What?
Come on, whore. I got you booked for two truckers in a Walmart parking lot for an Alabama Hot Pocket and a Mexican pancake. It's time. trying to get caught.
Chef BB, we just Googled what an Alabama hot pocket and a Mexican pancake are.
I don't care. I don't want to know. That's gross.
So that wasn't your girlfriend?
I mean, that was my girlfriend, but like, she was my side piece. You know what I'm talking about? Not the main entree, you feel me? Nothing to go too crazy over.
You said that was your main.
I mean, you gotta say that shit in front of them hoes, bro. Like, you gotta play the part. Look, you and your first hoe, you don't know the game. The game could be bought, not taught. You feel me? How you gonna teach Master the game? Master invented the damn game.
Well, your friend came and grabbed your girlfriend from you.
Look, I just, you know, put out there in the streets to make some money. It's some money to be made. I ain't trying to hold on to her too much. Yeah, make that cash, baby.
So, where's your main girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, you know, she in the cut waiting on a real nigga to come back to her. You can pick her up type shit. Yeah, she just waiting on me to rescue her. But you ain't ready for that. You ain't ready for the main squeeze. You too young for that.
We want to meet your main girlfriend.
Oh, you really want to meet her? Alright, don't be surprised when she got that ass tooted up now. Shit. Oh, where am I going to find another girl to be my main girlfriend? Lil T!
Hey. Shut up, I'm on the phone, goddamn!
Lil T, look, I need your help. Can you please bring that girl back and put her in another wig or something to make her look different?
Oh, I'm sorry, Chef Pee Pee. She's with those truck drivers right now. The hot bucket is in the oven.
Well, how long is it going to take?
Oh, I don't know. Let me see. Let me call her back. Hey, yo, Big Red. How long you got with my bitch? Okay. Having fun? Yeah, I bet. Well, have at it. All right, looks like the pancake is done, but they're halfway through the hot pocket right now. I can bring it back over here when she's done, but I might have to charge you, Pee-Pee.
Oh, no, it's going to be too long. I need to find another girl right now. God.
Junior, this movie doesn't look like a documentary.
It is. They're just trying to show you what life would be like if humans had to be centipedes.
I ain't want to flex on your ass, do you? But you made me do it. So I brought her out. My main squeeze, my main thing. Tinkerbell. She destined for greatness, as you can see. Bussing all out the frames. Coke bottle shaped ass. Ooh, I love it. Yeah, she a 10 out of 10. I had to save her ass, you know, from the strip club, that naughty life. Yeah, we got a little Jay-Z Beyonce thing going on. Drunken love tight shit. Yeah, feel me? You wouldn't understand that. You in a little boy league. Just stay over there. This big dog shit. Shit brazy. You feel me?
Excuse me, sir. Your payment was declined.
What are you talking about? It went through on the website?
Well, it didn't, and our system made an error, so I'm going to have to repossess the sex doll, unless you can pay the $900.
What? No, you can't. On the website, they said you cannot repossess. There's no returns. So, I already used her heavily. So well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do, huh? Resell
well,
it?
I can wash her, and I can use her myself.
What? No, please, not Tinkerbell.
I'm sorry. I didn't know we had Jay the Peek at Smith here.
No, T, come back, baby.
Chef Pee Pee, what was that about?
Oh, that was just the strip club manager. He said she has to get back to work. It's money to be made.
But he said she was a doll.
Yeah, her name's Baby Doll, idiot. She's a stripper, duh. God, she's just precious to everybody. Even me.
Chef Pee Pee, I don't think you have a girlfriend.
Of course I ain't got no girlfriend. I can't be held down. I'm a pimp, you feel me? I'm allergic to these hoes, especially a commitment. Achoo, you feel me? I just catch these hoes and put them back into the sea, you know, like fish. They can't tie me down. I can't be tied down. I break out every time.
Well, Chef Pee Pee, I think you're just jealous that I have a girlfriend, so you're lying and saying you have one.
Yeah, I don't know how you even got a girlfriend. Does she know who you really are? Like, he pisses the bed, like, every single day. Do you want to sleep in a pissy bed?
What?
Well, I only do that because I'm afraid to get out of the bed because I'm afraid of the dark.
Junior, that's disgusting.
Hold on. It's even worse. Look, every time he sneezes, it sounds like the N-word, so deal with that in public.
What?
I just want to say it, so I say it to sneeze.
Junior!
Mm-hmm. And remember when you had that hamster and you let it, like, die after you didn't feed it for, like, a week? Yeah, he doesn't like pets. He hates them. So deal with that. He's a serial killer. They start off young.
Junior! Well,
I didn't know you were supposed to feed him every day, so I fed him once a month.
Yeah, he doesn't care about anybody. Look, I got hoes to deal with.
Junior, your chef is really weird.
Yeah, he's really weird. Let's just watch the Centipede documentary.
It's not a documentary, Junior.
Yes, it is. They made sequels. Jeffy, me and Mommy are going out to eat, and we're going to leave you home alone, so don't make a mess, okay?
All right, Daddy.
Be safe, Jeffy.
I ain't going. All right. Since my Mommy and Daddy aren't here, I get to watch a TV show they told me not to watch. Oh, yeah. You know what you're doing. Oh, yeah, keep doing that.
We forgot our keys.
Jeffy! We told you not to watch this TV show!
Morgan!
Jeffy, we said do not watch pogo sticking videos, because then you're going to want to start pogo sticking, and pogo sticking is dangerous.
Marvin, Jeffy needs to watch more educational TV shows.
Yes, he does. Like Wendoa the Explorer.
What is that?
It's a very educational TV show that you need to watch, and we're going to watch it with him as a family. We're not going out to eat anymore.
Hola! My name is Wendoa. I'm an explorer. What's your name?
Aw, this is fun. Jeffy, tell her your name.
It's a TV, Mommy. She can't hear me.
Jeffy, tell her your name.
Fine. My name is Hippo Butthole.
That's a cool name. My parents don't supervise me. Do you want to go on an adventure with me?
No.
Jeffy, be nice.
Great. But we can't go on an adventure without my friend Sandals the Monkey. Can you help me find him?
He's behind the tree.
Where is he?
I said he's behind the tree, but you can't hear me because it's a TV!
Where?
Say it louder, Jeffy. Maybe she didn't hear you.
He's behind the tree!
Where?
The tree! Behind the tree!
Where?
I swear to God, if you say where one more time, I'm going to lose my...
Jeffy, calm down.
But he's behind the tree, Daddy!
I know, he's behind the tree.
Where?
Oh, my God, Daddy. Take me to the jungle because I'm going to strangle her.
Well, Jeffy, just calm down. Say it one more time. Maybe she'll hear you this time.
But the monkey is right behind you!
Where?
I literally can't help you. It's right there. It's not my fault you can't see it. Dang, she's blind. Legally blind.
Oh, there he is. Thank you for helping me find him. Now we can go on our adventure.
Thank God! Thank God, Daddy! We finally get to go on your stupid adventure!
Okay, just calm down, Jeffy. Just watch the show.
Wait! We can't go on an adventure without my binoculars. Can you help me find my binoculars?
This shit again?
Jeffy, language! Help her find her binoculars.
They're around her neck like my hands are gonna be when I'm strangling her!
Jeffy, tell her where they're at.
Around your neck.
Where are they?
No way. No way is she this dumb.
Where? Where? Where?
I'm not even going to help her. I'm just going to let the monkey do it this time.
Where could they be? Ow! It's not polite to hit Sandals.
That monkey has more patience than me, because I would have slapped her a long time ago.
Oh, there they are. Now let's go on our adventure.
Finally. Now we can go on this dumb adventure. It better be worth it.
To start our adventure, we have to find out where we're going. Let's ask Google Maps. Google Maps, Google Maps, Google Maps, Google Maps, Google Maps. I know where we're going. First, we go through the rabies bat cave, and then we sneak through the sneaky snake pit, and finally, we get to the poison ivy river.
That sounds scary.
I hope she dies.
Jeffy!
Let's go! Wendoa, Wendoa, Wendoa the Explorer!
Hey there!
Oh no, it's Killer the Lion. Can you help me stop him from killing us? Say it with me. Killer, no killing.
Killer, please kill her.
Jeffy, stop it!
No killing.
Oh, rats. You said it three times. Now I can't kill you.
Yay, we did it. We did it. We did it. Yay!
Oh, wait! Word can't stop me from killing you!
Jesus Christ!
Poor Wendoa!
Thank God!
Jeffy!
She was the most annoying person on TV!
I really hope she's okay.
Look the news!
Breaking news, McKay! Famous television actress Wendoa is thought to have been killed by a lion on national television. Her partner, Sandals the Monkey, has a shocking interview now. Let's go to that. Truly devastating. There is a jungle-wide search for Wendoa, and if you find her alive, the police are offering a $20,000 reward.
Man, I really hope they find her.
$20,000? Dang, I can go find her.
No, Jeffy, you're not going out in the woods. There's lions out there and it's dangerous. You're staying inside.
All right, Daddy.
Oh man, this Five Guys burger is so good.
Hey Junior, did you see what happened to Wendoa?
Yeah, she got ate by that lion. It was so sick.
Yeah, did you also see that they're offering a $20,000 reward if we find her?
If we find her in the woods?
Yeah, so I was coming to see if you wanted to help me find her.
Oh yeah, let's go in the woods and try to find her.
Alright, let's go Junior.
Alright, let's go.
Alright Junior, let's go out here and try to find Wendoa so we get that reward.
What? Jeffy, why do you have to talk like that?
Oh, because I'm wearing a cowboy hat, and I thought that's how I had to talk.
Well, is mine a cowboy hat?
Sure.
Where you be, There you are, Jeffy!
All right, so let's try finding her.
All right.
But this is a big forest, Jeffy. What are the odds of finding her?
Oh, no, Junior. It's going to be really hard.
Jeffy!
What?
Isn't that her bandana?
Junior, there's her binoculars.
Oh, look, her binoculars. That's so cool. Okay, that means we're close to finding her.
Junior, what? There's her hand.
What? Oh, my God! Her hand was... Her leg! Oh, my God, Jeffy. Okay, so obviously, she might still be okay. She'll still have, like, her other arm and her other leg, right?
Junior?
What?
Look.
Okay, what do we do?
I don't know, Junior. We need to call somebody.
Well, hold on. Do we still get the reward?
No, because he's dead.
Well, hold on. Maybe they'll give us money per part. So maybe they'll give us, like, $1,000 for her leg, $1,000 for her arm, $10,000 for her head.
Yeah.
So let's start collecting the pieces and see what they'll give us.
All right, Junior.
All right, Jeffy. Here's all the pieces we found.
Hey, Junior, watch this. I'm going to give her a low five.
Wouldn't that be a low four because you guys only have four fingers?
Oh, yep. I guess you're right.
Let's go get our reward.
But who do we call to get the reward?
I think we call the news.
All right, well, now I'll go call the news.
Hey, guys, did you hear what happened to Window? Whoa. Junior, why is Window's head and body parts on your couch?
Because me and Jeffy became explorers, and we went in the forest and found her.
So you brought the body parts back here?
Yep, so we can get a reward.
Wait, you're not going to get a reward, Junior.
We're probably not going to get the full $20,000, but I was thinking we can get $10,000 for her head, $1,000 for her leg, and $1,000 for her arm. That's $12,000. That's $6,000 for me and Jeffy.
But no, you're not going to get anything because the reward was for if she was alive.
No, they're going to give us something for these body parts or we'll go elsewhere to sell them.
No, Junior, no. You're going to go to jail.
But why would we go to jail?
Because you brought the body parts here so it looks like you killed her.
Everyone knows we didn't kill her. It was the lion, and I'm not lying.
Balloon tits!
Junior, this is really, really bad.
Well, no, it's not. What was I supposed to do when I found her?
You're supposed to call the police.
But then they would have taken the reward.
Well, no, they would investigate the crime scene.
There's nothing to investigate because we all saw what happened to her on TV, dummy.
Junior.
You're just mad because you're not going to get any of the money for finding any of her body parts.
No, Junior, I don't want anything to do with any of this.
Well, okay, then where do we sell the parts to if you say if they're calling the cops are going to get us in trouble?
I don't know the black market. I don't know people who buy body parts. I will buy those binoculars, though. Here, you want $20 for them?
$20? Is that a good deal?
Yeah, sold.
Okay, you can have
them. Pleasure doing business with you. Now I can look inside people's windows while they undress.
Wait. Do you want her bandana?
No. No, I don't want it.
Okay,
I'll just take these binoculars and go.
All right, we made $20 off those binoculars.
That's $10 each, Junior.
Heck yeah. All right, so let's go find a black market to sell these body parts, because if we call the cops, we'll get in trouble, apparently.
All right, let's go.
Hey,
welcome to the black market. We buy illegal things. What can I do for you today?
We have something we think you might like.
Fish? I'm a dolphin. I eat fish.
No, Jeffy, show him.
Whoa, is that Wendoa?
Yep, that is the Wendoa. She went missing today, so we went into the forest and we found her.
Nice. So, you looking to sell or pawn?
Sell.
All right, well, the best I can do is $100.
$100? The news said she's worth $20,000.
No, that's only if she's alive. This is pretty much worthless.
Well, no, we found her head and her leg and her arm. Can you at least do, like, $12,000?
Nah, sorry, the best I can do is $100.
Well, I didn't know this was useless.
Yeah, but you know, if you'd have brought me her binoculars, I would have given you
$50,000. $50,000 for the binoculars? We had the binoculars.
You wish.
No, we did it. We sold them for $20.
Yeah, well, you got ripped off.
Well, why are they worth so much?
Well, because she's dead and they're a collector's item. Apparently, she only ever used one pair of binoculars, so they're worth a lot.
Whoa, I promise we had them, so if we can get them back, will you buy them from us?
Yeah, if you bring me those binoculars, I'll give you $50,000.
Jeffy, we have to find Cody and get those binoculars back.
Damn right we do.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Wait. What do you want to do with those?
We want to sell that. Okay.
Hey guys, why'd you call me over? I was just outside playing with my binoculars. I was looking at everything. They're so cool, I'll never get rid of them.
Well, I think they're dumb, and they make your head look fat.
Why'd you call me over?
Well, me and Jeffy were talking it over, and we decided that we feel bad. We feel bad for ripping you off by selling you those binoculars.
You didn't rip me off.
Yes, we did. $20 is way too much to charge you for those. So we feel bad. You bought them from us for $20, but we want to buy them back for $100.
Yeah, that's an $80 profit.
But I don't want to sell these.
Why not?
Well, because I'm Wendoa's biggest fan, and these are the binoculars she died with. I'm not going to get rid of these.
You're not Wendoa's biggest fan.
Yes, I am. I know the theme song and everything.
Well, they mean more to me and Jeffy because we found them.
What, you don't even care about Wendoa.
Yes, we do. We care enough about her to go look for her. You didn't go look for her.
Well, no, because I was too busy crying.
Well, that's dumb. What if we offer you $120?
What, no, Junior, no amount of money is going to make me give you those binoculars.
Well, what if we trade you something cool?
Well, what?
We have so many cool things to trade. Right, Jeffy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have so many cool things. Hold on. I'm going to grab all the cool stuff that we can trade for those binoculars.
All right, Cody, this is what I have to trade.
What is that, a mostly-eaten cheeseburger?
Not just any mostly-eaten cheeseburger, a Five Guys mostly-eaten cheeseburger.
Junior, I want Five Guys, but not the restaurant.
But the cheeseburgers are good!
I know their cheeseburgers are good, but I don't want your half-eaten cheeseburger.
Are you sure? Because I was going to finish this, but I saved it to trade for you.
Well, you can go ahead and finish it, because I don't want it.
All right, Jeffy, get the other thing. All right, this thing you can't turn down.
What is that?
It's a to-go drink from Chili's.
Why would I want a to-go drink from Chili's?
Because it's a strawberry lemonade.
Yeah, it slaps.
Really? It's empty.
Yeah, I drank it all.
Why would you give me an empty to-go drink from Chili's?
Because you can go back and probably get a refill or something.
I don't want it.
All right, Jeffy, get the other thing. I really didn't want to get rid of this, but I'll do it for you.
Whoa, what is that?
It's a half-eaten Uncrustable.
Do you have any Uncrustables that are not eaten?
No, I eat about half and I stop eating them.
Why don't you just finish the Uncrustable?
Because there's so much left, I get full.
Junior, I don't want your half-eaten Uncrustable.
You don't want any of this stuff?
No, Junior, why are you just bringing me your leftover food?
Because it's the food that was left in my room, and Chef will ground me if he finds food in my room.
Well, this is gross, and I don't want it. I mean, if you had like a full Uncrustable, we'd be talking. But no, I don't want this.
Look, Cody, we really need those binoculars back.
Well, no, Junior, I want to keep these binoculars.
Breaking news, MK! Sandals the Monkey has been arrested for allegedly hiring the Lion to kill Wendoa! If you have any evidence, please turn it in to local police now.
Oh no, I have to turn these binoculars into the police.
No, you don't.
Well, yes I do, Junior, it's evidence.
Well, hand them over. Me and Jeffy will turn them in.
No, I don't trust you. I'm doing it myself.
Oh, we're not gonna get the money for the binoculars!
Oh, Junior, this sucks!
Thanks, kid, for turning in these binoculars. It's really gonna help the investigation a lot.
Yeah, whatever I can do to help avenge Wendoa. Alright, you have a good night.
Did he give them to you?